And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Come with me, my high love, to the sea. The sea.
It is The Savage Nation. Welcome to The Last Word in Talk Radio. You know what I want to talk about tonight? An article came out on the Fox News site that said, why is the Department of Homeland Security buying so many bullets? It's an Associated Press propaganda piece, no doubt. But what they're doing is Fox News is now running AP stories as though it's the gospel. And I, as a watchdog of the media and of government, yeah, that's my job. What do you think I'm doing in the media? What do you think my job is? You think it's to be someone who gets a chill up his leg when the president speaks? No, my job is to make sure that there's no chill running up your leg. And the thing is this, why is the Department of Homeland Security buying so many bullets? So let me read you the story and tell you why I don't believe it. It's, I think, propaganda. And the other second story for this hour in the Savage Nation is this. Many of you have gone to the bookstore and bought A Time for War. What's your favorite scene in A Time for War? And I'll read it on the air. Came out just this week. It's fresh. It's an appropriate topic. I'll read the favorite scenes from A Time for War on this show at 855-400-7282. Since I have a perfect voice with perfect pitch, and dogs love the voice, listeners love the voice, my dulcet tones put people to sleep at night if they want to go to sleep, wakes them up if they want to wake up, I will read from my novel A Time for War, and I'll answer this question. So let me read you the article. Why is the Department of Homeland Security buying so many bullets? Online rumors about a big government munitions purchase are true, sort of, says the AP. The Homeland Security Department wants to buy more than 1.6 billion rounds of ammo in the next 4 or 5 years. Homeland Security says it needs them, roughly the equivalent of putting 5 bullets into every person in the United States, for law enforcement agencies in training and on duty. But conspiracy theorists don't buy it. They say that the government's getting ready for a war against the people. The government's explanation is much less sinister, says the article. Federal solicitations to buy the bullets are known as strategic sourcing contracts, which help the government get a low price for a big purchase, says Peggy Dixon, spokesmouth for the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in Glencoe, Georgia. So they say that they're using 15 million rounds of ammo every year at the training center, mostly on shooting ranges and in training exercises. 15 million rounds of training ammo every year. Dixon said one of the contracts would allow Homeland Insecurity to buy up to 750 million rounds of ammo over the next 5 years, they say, for training. Well, let me put this in context for those of you who are not into guns. I looked this up and I found an article from, well, it's the same this year, actually. During the Iraq War, the U.S. military used 70 million rounds of ammo per year. Put that in your head. Just carry that number. During the entire Iraq War, the U.S. military used 70 million rounds of ammunition per year. So why does the Homeland Security Department need 750 million rounds of various types of ammo, some of which can penetrate walls? That is enough ammo to empty 5 rounds into the body of every living American, if that's what they wanted to do. Something is odd about this. There's another element about this that's odd to those of us who are watching these things. Why are they using hollow point ammunition for training purposes? You never shoot hollow point ammunition at paper targets. Hollow point ammunition is made for one thing only. It's to expand in a human body and kill a person. It's to rip and tear flesh to make sure the person that was shot never gets up, and that doesn't survive the gunshot. Okay? Why is the Department of Homeland Security buying so many bullets? I've given you their official explanation. I've put it in context with the number of bullets used in the entire Iraq War, 70 million rounds of ammo per year, and now Homeland Security wants 1.6 billion rounds for the next 4 or 5 years. What are they getting ready for? So the real question is this. Do you believe the government? That's as simple as that. If you believe the government, tell me why it's feasible that they need 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition for target practice. Because that's what they say they're using it for. If not, call me at 855-400-7282. Or, as again I say, for entertainment purposes, what is your favorite scene from my novel, A Time for War? I'd like to hear about it. I'll give you all the latest news as well on the program tonight. It's the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282. Let's begin in Texas. Tim, KLIF, what's on your mind tonight? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Michael, I'm reading your book, A Time for War, and I was struck by the chapter 2, page 25, where you're talking about the painting William Bradford and the ship, the three-masted ship stuck in the ice. And I actually had to go on the Internet and just kind of, you know, research that myself just to get a visual of it. And I just really appreciate the way you wrote that, and I thought that was really amazing. Thank you.
Well, that's beautiful, and I'm glad you picked on that. So I'm gonna do this on air with you hanging up. See, most people assume that because I'm a Neanderthal right-winger, the novel is simply a Joe Palooka cartoon. What they don't understand is that if you typecast a person, it's called prejudice. Prejudice means prejudging. So let's say you're not supposed to be prejudiced against minorities. That's a given, right? You know that. I mean, everyone knows not to be prejudiced against minorities. That's absolutely a truth. Well, you can't be prejudiced against conservatives either. You never know what a conservative might be. Some of us might be highly educated and highly literate. You never can tell. So in my novel, A Time for War, there's a chapter called Two, and I'm going to read you the page to show you the range and the depth of my artistry. San Francisco, California. The Young Museum always gave Jack what he needed. Jack knew that artists didn't just capture moments of real life. They invested in those moments with their willpower and their most personal selves. They found meaning, then guided their audience to it. Jack felt like they were passing him a bright, undying torch. Sometimes he needed to stare for half an hour at the Herder Brothers' mantelpiece for Thurlow Lodge. Its wood carving was beyond fine. It was incredible. He could follow the chisel work of the bones and sinews of the hounds taking down a wild boar as if the marks were moving under his eyes. The craftsmanship did more than remind them of the importance of depth, details, and patience in his work. It recreated a feeling of proud diligence within him. Other times when he was in the museum, it was seen in the Arctic that absorbed him. William Bradford's painting showed a three-masted tall ship in the distance, stuck in the ice, completely isolated under a gray sky, as impersonal as a judgment. The men on the ship were invisible, yet the impact of their story was heavy in the paint. They had been sentenced to die in the cold. Their bravery staggered Jack, and if his courage ever faltered him from full speed ahead, these dying men restored it. Today, though, Jack needed The Iron Worker's Noontime by Thomas Anschutz. It was an oil painting of 19th-century workers at a foundry. Though the men were on break, none of them were resting. Most of their lean musculature was still in motion mid-action. The ones whose bodies were still, it was clear their minds were driving forward. They were all ready to get going and continue fulfilling their fierce mission to build this nation. Break's over, Jack said to himself. The phone rang from his jacket pocket. His ringtone was the soldier's song, the Irish national anthem. It reminded him that he wasn't the only one picked on by the British. Anyway, that's how the novel moves on. That's that man's favorite scene. Two questions on the Savage Nation. Do you believe the government is buying the bullets for target practice? And what is your favorite scene from my new thriller, A Time for War? It's the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
For nearly a year, you've heard me tell you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS. Why? because Federal Consumer Protection confirmed that their product gives you a 22% boost to the miles per gallon to your car. That's 22% more of mileage. That's right. If you use their product, it's like getting an extra quarter of a tank of gas. With all the turmoil in Egypt, every news agency is forecasting $4 to $5 gas by the end of the year. That translates to a dollar a gallon savings. Can you afford not to use what Consumer Protection described as effective and meets and exceeds their 22% mileage claims? Now, I know the inventor of this product. He's a genius. And I don't use that description lightly. So please do yourself a favor and call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. Michael Savage is telling you to call 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427 now. If you have not called him already, 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. And start saving money on gas today.
KSFO traffic southbound 101 at SFO. Have a crash, left lane block. Traffic backed up almost to Oyster Point. Terrible commute across the top of the bay. Eastbound 37 slow almost from Highway 101 over to 121. It's getting a little better. Eastbound 580, but still sluggish in spots from Pleasanton to the Altamont Pass. Getting into San Francisco, northbound 101 still slow, 280 to the lower deck. Sinol grade commute, northbound 680 heavy, 237 to Andrade. I'm Dave Fowkes, South Dock 560 KSFO.
Ovation South Therapy is the real deal. Listen to these product reviews from real Ovation users.
Dear Ovation, my results were unbelievable. My frizzy, curly hair is highlighted and prone to breakage and thinning, probably because of the chemicals used in the highlighting process. Ovation products have solved all my hair problems. My hair is now soft, natural looking, and the breakage is decreased. My hair doesn't get frizzy even if it's rainy and humid outside. Thanks, Ovation. I didn't think it was possible.
Ovation is perfect. By far the best hair care product I've ever used. Please don't change a thing.
Your hair can be healthy again, guaranteed. Ovation is safe, effective, and easy to use. For healthier, shinier, more manageable hair, simply log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory savings.
For thicker, stronger, longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount.
Ovation Cell Therapy is the real deal, guaranteed.
At Advance Auto Parts, we believe the internet's not just for sharing pictures of your food in sepia tone. At AdvanceAutoParts.com, it's for finding the right part and getting it delivered straight to your door fast. And when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is completely free. Great deals on parts from the comfort of your couch. Post that to your Twipper list, friend page. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Chris, you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2.
There's your comic book collection, the race car bed.
I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I'm taking control over my financial life, and that feels pretty grown-up to me.
Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. Are those footy pajamas?
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Since the dawn of time, three tools have shaped human history. Fire, big sharp rocks, and iHeartRadio.
And while fire and big sharp rocks are nice, only iHeartRadio allows you to stay connected with over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country. Let's see a rock do that.
The dawn of a new era.
Experience the life-altering iHeartRadio app completely free.
I give you the future.
Online at iHeartRadio.com.
On the next morning show, after we popped our corks with outrage on Thursday, we'll cool down with Open Line Friday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and Melanie and Katie, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I'm going to give you all the news that you may not have heard today that I think is important, but I want to stick to two stories. Why is the Department of Homeland Security buying 1.5 billion rounds of ammunition in the next 4 or 5 years? And I put it in context for you in the last segment, where the number was 70 million rounds of ammo per year used in the entire Iraq war. What the hell does Janet Napolitano need 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition for? Why? Tell me why. Target practice? You don't use hollow point ammunition for target practice. What is it for? The police agencies in this country have enough ammo, as does the military, to defend this nation. So what the hell is the Department of Homeland Security doing buying all of this ammunition? They have one mission, the Department of Homeland Security, don't they? What is that mission? Does anyone know what the mission is? What's Janet Napolitano's mission? Does anyone know what mission creep means? This agency is a nightmare. It's out of control. What does it actually do for you? Oh, once in a while, God bless them. They capture an Islamist about to blow up a bomb, or they plant the bomb on him, and they catch him before he does a real thing. Good for them. I'm all for it. They need 1.6 billion rounds of ammo to do that. They generally don't shoot these lunatics. They usually put an agent in who's one of their brethren, speaks their lingo from one of their superior nations. And before the guy sets off his rocket, he's in a pair of handcuffs on the way to Guantanamo or wherever they send him, right? What do they need 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition? Something's wrong with this picture. Every American should be concerned. Every American should be concerned. Why do they need so many rounds of ammo? And I'd like to know why they're stockpiling all of this ammunition. Do you believe that there should be a congressional investigation as to why Janet Napolitano is stockpiling all of this ammunition? Do you believe there should be an order from Congress to stop the purchases of hollow point ammunition by the Department of Homeland Security immediately? I do. I don't know if you do. 855-400-7282. Sound off. It's your last chance in the day to do so. Also, my new novel, A Time for War, is out. If you have a favorite scene, let me know what it is, and I'll read it on the air. Okay? So let's go to the ammo now. Dominic on WABC, you're first up in this segment on the hollow point story. What do they need it for?
I tell you the truth, it's not for target practice. It's too expensive. When I was on the job, I'm a retired cop from Jersey, and when I was on the job, we used wad cutters, 38 wad cutters, which were much cheaper. NATO outlaws the hollow nose. The only time people use hollow nose bows is when they go hunting, because they want to take an animal down. It rips when it goes into the skin. It tears everything up inside.
Last year, the request was from ICE, the agency that does nothing to protect our borders other than wave the immigrants across. ICE bought 450 million rounds of 40 caliber duty ammo. Okay, that's duty ammo. 40 million rounds of rifle ammo a year for as many as 5 years for a total bullet buy of 200 million rounds. 176,000 rifle rounds in a separate contract, 25,000 blank rounds. Well, what does Homeland Security need 1.6 billion rounds of hollow point over the next 4 or 5 years? What are they getting ready for is what worries many people who are not conspiracists, but ordinary Americans. It should scare you. Don't you think, Dominic, there's something wrong here?
It definitely is. There's something.
All right. I think so. And I think there should be a congressional order to stop them from purchasing hollow point ammunition. There's another reason they're doing this, which I touched on the other day. Carrie on KSFO in my home city of San Francisco. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, Carrie.
Hi. Could you please read in chapter 1 when the man comes into the store and the lady asks the girl to speak to the father? I love that part.
Wait. I'm sorry. The girl beats him up? The Chinese girl who knows martial arts?
Yeah. He gets into the store, and he's asking to see her father. And she gets to the point where she thinks that he's going to attack her, and then the father actually walks in with the two ladies.
What part of that chapter is it that you want me to touch on? I'll read a short piece.
It's the part, chapter one, when he walks into the store and looking for the father.
But what do you like, the fight?
The part getting up to it. Where
okay, do you actually have the book? Do you know the book or not?
Yeah, I've been listening to it. I've been driving in my car and listening to it.
Wait. I'm not reading from the book. I read one little piece from page 25. I'm not reading from page one. I'm saying, have you read the book where you know this page or what?
Yeah, what was the page? Do you remember?
Okay. It's fair enough. I'm not going to quiz people. It's a scene in the novel where a 5-foot-tall Chinese girl in a store, a little grocery store in Chinatown, is confronted by Chinese agents from mainland China who want something in the basement of the store that she doesn't know what they want. She doesn't know who they actually are. And she gets into a martial arts you know, fest with one of them and gets the best of him, even though she's 5 foot tall. It's a very good little piece of writing, and the book has a lot of martial arts scenes. Every martial artist in America should look out, check out A Time for War. I think you're going to be very surprised. You never can tell what you find in a novel. But let's go back to the ammo question, because I'll move on from this shortly, by the way. Albuquerque, KTBL Radio, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Dusty, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi. The reason I think that the government is buying all the ammunition is to keep it out of the hands of the people. If they can't outlaw the guns quick enough, then they at least want to have all the ammunition on their side.
Well, they can't get all the ammo, but they've already driven up the price of ammunition by at least 100% in the last several months. You know that, right?
Yes, I do, unfortunately.
Okay, so the government is trying to dry up the supply of ammunition to, I guess, discourage all of the would-be terrorists in America who own hunting rifles from buying ammunition. They figure they're all dumb white men who work for minimum wages in a box store. And instead of spending their spare money on ammunition, they'll now save it up to buy a bottle of Jack Daniels or some cheap booze or whatever. You know, they have a wonderful view of the average American gun owner. They think he's some kind of guy out of Deliverance, a toothless, evil white male who wants to take over the government. That's your government at work right now. That's what these morons actually think American gun owners look like. They'd be quite surprised to find out that an awful lot of women are gun owners who don't want to give up their guns to Janet Napolitano or Dianne Feinstein, for that matter, incidentally. So I think that we could do this for a little bit more. We could talk as well about the, I don't know if I want to talk about the cruise ship. There's a bigger story here that's pretty amazing that just came out, and it's not a conspiracy theory. They did a recount of votes in Florida, and in every county where Alan West lost, there was like 137-142% turnout against him. Isn't that interesting? I thought during the State of the Union address, Obama had a crippled woman up there in a wheelchair and said she had to wait 6 hours to vote. And yet in these counties, there was 142% turnout, and they all turned against Alan West at the last minute. You think there was voter fraud? Do you think so? No. How could that be?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
Look, let's be clear. I have something to ask everyone listening out there, a simple question. Do you hide your teeth when you smile? Are your teeth yellow or stained, making you feel embarrassed? Yellow stained teeth causes stress for thousands of people just like you. And whitening toothpaste just don't make those ugly stains go away. That's why you should try Power Swabs. It's the first tooth whitening system that lifts stains off of your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret? A tooth detergent that dissolves stains on your teeth. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth, veneers, bonding, caps, and crowns. Power Swabs guarantees your teeth will be an average of 6 shades whiter in 7 days. Just in time for Valentine's. So call for your 5-minute solution to whiter teeth. Call 1-800-976-5403. 1-800-976-5403. Start showing off your white teeth and smiling more.
Good evening, KSFO traffic. New crash in Palo Alto, southbound 101 before Embarcadero. The right lane is blocked. Traffic is already slow. The real problem, though, is northbound 101. It is slow and go pretty much from Highway 85 in Mountain View all the way to Highway 92. Southbound 101 at 87. Looks like we've got a new crash being reported. Southbound traffic there is backed up to 237. Southbound 80-85. Heavy pretty much from El Camino Real down to Highway 87. Earlier problem at Blossom Hill has been cleared. Northbound 680 over the Sunol Grade, still slow from Jacqueline to Andrade. And southbound 880, slow. We got problems in
Brought
Fremont.
Brought to you by Big O Tires. It's Big O Tires. Buy two, get two tires free sale this President's Day weekend from 8 a.m. to noon. Choose from select brands, and with the purchase of a one-year alignment, tire protection, and installation package, get four tires for the price of two. Most Big O Tire stores open Sunday.
Are you tired of the ups and downs in today's financial market? Would you rather watch your 401k grow instead of dwindle away? If you've been telling yourself, I really need to take control of my financial future, then listen up. Now is the best time to learn how to build real wealth and how you can secure your financial future. This insider knowledge that could put money in your bank account in as little as 30 days is coming to the San Jose and East Bay areas February 16th and 17th. This one-of-a-kind workshop presented by the stars of A&E's Flip This House will show you how you can buy, flip, and sell houses and properties with little or even zero money down. You just have to know how. Seating is limited, so call 800-696-5090. And if you're one of the first 100 people to call, you can receive free tickets to this life-changing event, a free $25 restaurant gift card, and you'll be entered in a drawing to win $1,000. Stop watching your money slip away and start building real wealth now. 800-696-5090. That's 800-696-5090. Brought to you by Accelerated Wealth.
Unbeatable, unbelievable values. Where have you heard that before? Too many times. So we become immune to the hype. Hi, I'm Richard Russell, and at age 76, I thought I've seen it all. But because of a computer glitch, a major better-end manufacturer found a ton of merchandise they didn't know they had. I got the call and bought the largest amount of goods at the biggest discount in my entire career. And four new containers have just come in, and the buys are spectacular. So if you want great savings on better goods, don't miss the President's Sale, where you can save up to 80%. We carry famous brand names such as Better Homes and Gardens, Flexsteel, Drexel, Pennsylvania House, Loren by Ralph Lauren, and Tommy Bahama. So it does pay to believe, even if it sounds too good to believe. Let us wow you at our President's Sale during February at Russell's Furniture, 2645 El Camino, Santa Clara, and the Outlet Center in Dublin at the Amador Plaza.
Chris, you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
There's your comic book collection, the race car bed.
I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I'm taking control over my financial life, and that feels pretty grown up to me.
Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
Are those footy pajamas?
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Weekdays at noon.
It's like a beautiful flower that'll emerge, and you'll have an aha moment, and you'll realize how naive you have been over the years as a liberal.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Thanks for listening. I mean, the big story, in a way, is why is the Department of Homeland Security buying 1.5 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition? I want to cover it for a few more minutes. There are other stories. The Veterans of Foreign Wars is slamming the Pentagon's drone medal, saying it would outrank the Purple Heart. Obama has come up with a brand new medal now for people who never face combat, but they work computers and they fly drones and kill people. Now, I'm not diminishing the skill of a computer operator who can fly a drone and kill people. I admire them, but I think you ought to reserve your medals for men who kind of know about the red badge of courage. Don't you think that they're right? But this is what communists do to diminish all the institutions of a nation, tear down every institution one at a time and call it snow. Charred remains found in cabin, positively ID'd as Christopher Dorner, police report. Okay, I'll believe that as well, till God forbid he shows up like the missing guy, the Bigfoot. What? Carnival's cruise won't dock till dark. I think it's docking now, and the people had a bad time. But it really was not, let us say, the dark ages. It was ugly, dirty, horrible, miserable. Nobody would want to be on it. But let's put it in context. It was not the plague. It was not the Holocaust. Let's not already look or put it out of context of what it was. You went on a vacation, it became a vacation from you nowhere. Sorry to hear it. Who told you to go to begin with? They're going to sue anyway. You know what's coming. They're going to blow it up to bigger than it was. So that's that. What are you going to do? I had a terrible day today. I should have listened to my horoscope. I don't know if you know this. Those who are regular listeners know that the first thing I do in the morning, I'm addicted to it. Certain things I have like a tick. One of them is I go to the certain horoscope and I read it. I can't help it. It's like I do it for years. Most of it's not accurate. I was shocked this morning what it told me. Can I read it to you and tell you what happened? Because you're not going to believe this story, even though it's 100%. I think it's more interesting than feces on a cruise ship. Here, horoscope Aries. I swear to God, I read this morning when I woke up. It doesn't matter what you do today so long as you do something. If you sit still for more than a minute this morning, you may not get up again until the evening and then only to go back to bed, get busy. Now, it was an interesting horoscope because I've been a little sedentary because I've had some injuries that I've never told you about. I've been in bad pain. I'm not going to fetch like a cruise ship passenger, but I've been limping around. I had physical therapy last week. I got better. I didn't sleep all night last night. I couldn't move. My body was just killing me. Okay, I had real bad pains. So I read the horoscope and it says, all right, you know what? Maybe I should follow this and get out and get going early. You ready to hear what happened? I get in my garage. I put the car in reverse. No, I didn't kill the dog, thank God. I back up and I hit my little Fiat. It has 400 miles on it. I smashed the front left fender of the Fiat with my Mercedes. So that was a twofer. That was in the first 3 seconds. I ripped the right rear fender of the blue Mercedes and tore the left front fender of the green Fiat, which crumpled like an accordion. I said, oh, my God, what happened? I put it in forward. I go forward, and I hit the Ferrari. I swear to God. I said, what is going on with me? I've never done this in my life. I'm a very controlled man. Now, if there were a contest on television to see how many cars you can ruin in as little time as possible, I would have gotten the Trifecta Award on that one. I mean, I hit a three for there. It was all within 7 seconds. I damaged three cars in 7 seconds without even trying. I said, this couldn't have just happened to me. It happened to me. Right rear panel on one big car, left front fender and like the hood on the little car, and then a zip forward and a left rear tire wheel on the other car. And thank God the dog was in the car. So I said to myself, you know, Michael, you really need a break. You need a break. You're limping. You're falling apart. You're crashing in cars in your garage. You've been working too hard. You've had 3 years of lawsuits from the British government to no avail. You had a 2-year lawsuit. You started a new syndication. You have 200 stations. You just had another book come out, two within the last 3 months. How much do you want to do? What must you do to stop? I can't stop. To be honest with you, it's like listen to your body. My body's saying, okay, you stop or I'm going to stop the clock altogether. That's what's going to happen. So I'm taking a little vacation next week for a couple of days. That's all. I'm just telling you why, because I got to listen to myself. You say a couple of days. If it was you, you'd take a couple of years off. I mean, honestly. So I had a, you know, look, it's an intimate show. It's different than other shows in the sense that we talk about a lot of things, and I've done this for years. It's not so much shtick. It really is where I go to my confessional to a certain extent. Only a madman would go down to the depths of their soul on every level. Obviously, I guard myself in some ways, but... You know, in events like this, I feel that I have to share it with my audience because I give my show everything I have. Everything I have. 98% of my mental energy goes into this show. And whatever's left goes into my books and feeding my dog and clipping my toenails and watching television. So the thing is, I mean, who wrecks three cars within 10 seconds? It's like a derby. You know, you ever see like the most, there's a show on another like obscure channel, most absurd, where they show kids doing crazy stunts, crashing cars. This would be a good one. See how many cars you could ruin in your driveway in as few seconds as possible. It's the morning. Coffee. I don't drink during the day. I don't have a drink till after the show, which is late at night. I just never, ever do. Period. End of story. So if I'm doing a thing like that, it means I'm making mistakes. And I don't want to make mistakes on the air. I'll tell you that, you know, as well. So let's go back to the show topics. Which are the Hollow Point story, what is your favorite a passage in A Time for War. I'll read it to you if it's a good passage, you know, if I think it's worth reading on the air for those who don't have the book. But why is the Department of Homeland Security buying so many bullets? I want to take the other side where someone is going to justify why they're buying the ammo, and I want to give people both sides. Maybe it'll put a lot of us conspiracists a moment of rest. Maybe I won't crash three cars tomorrow morning. Clay on WFTL, welcome to the Savage Nation. Thanks for calling from Florida. So you are a federal agent, and what's your opinion, please?
Well, I don't really agree with the Homeland Security buying that amount of bullets, but I know that we practice with hollow point bullets. We were told that when we do this, that, you know, the trajectory and the different ballistics on these bullets, that we will practice with these bullets and we'll know what they're going to do whenever we hit the target.
I buy that. By the way, that's absolutely true, because firing a round, the target round, is a totally different experience than firing, let us say, an operational round, to put it in jargon, right? And if you're going to use a hollow point bullet in an actual situation in your, you know, police work, so if you're using target rounds, the gun's going to handle differently in plain English, right?
Well, that is exactly right. That's true, and that's what we were told. But that is a lot of ammunition, 1.6 billion rounds. I mean, you really can't even get your hand around that figure whenever you said earlier that, you know.
No, that's what I'm saying. And then someone added it up and said it's enough to put five bullets in every living American. I mean, they put it in an inflammatory, you know, context. But what do they need all of that ammo for?
That's what you, me, and many people around the United States are really, we don't trust these people. We just don't trust the government. So that's really, it's really.
Now, remember, you know, Clay, you're a federal agent. I won't ask for any more. But during the Iraq War, I researched it. The U.S. military used a total of 70 million rounds of ammo per year. Compare that with the 1.6 billion rounds of ammo in the next 4 or 5 years that DHS wants to use. Some of this ammo can penetrate walls. Why? I mean, what is the mission of the Department of Homeland Security such that it needs such ammunition? That's all. I appreciate it. I mean, see, here's a federal agent who says, yes, we use it. Okay, so it puts us to rest on that issue. They do use it in training. I am glad to hear it. Okay, but why do they need so much of it? Something doesn't make sense here, and people are very worried about it. Thomas on WMAL in Washington, D.C., the heart of government, where officials of the government are hearing Michael Savage for the first time in my 18-year career. They don't know who I am. So who's that guy? What the hell? What's he talking about? Say, well, let's listen. Maybe they can learn something. So I'm glad we're getting good callers out of this. The biggest station, by the way, in Washington, D.C. I was never on it in all my years. Everybody wants to be on this station. There's like certain things as a talk radio host you want in your life. You want to be on WABC. You want to be on WMAL. You want to be on KLIF. Shall I name the stations? I mean, there are stations you want to be on. This is one of them. Jim, welcome from Washington, D.C. Go ahead, please. Oh, I hit the wrong button. Give me line three, guys. I meant line three. Give me line three. Go ahead. Thomas, you're up. Go ahead, please.
How are you? Hey, I'm a defense contractor, and I'm a licensed weapons manufacturer, so I understand both sides of this. What Homeland Security is doing here is they're issuing a contract to buy up to that amount of ammo if they want it. They're probably not going to buy it, but by issuing a contract, and they're going to issue this contract to more than one ammo maker. The lady from New Mexico was correct. It's a way to control the amount of market that's available on the commercial market at any time. If they go to the ammo manufacturers and say, give me 50 million rounds, give me another 30 million rounds, if they periodically do this in increments, they're going to control how much ammo is available on the commercial market. As part of their contract, it stipulates in there that when the government calls and says, give us another quantity, that everything they make has to go to the government priority one before any of it goes to the commercial market. So when it gets up or they get nervous, all they have to do is use that contract that they have in place for 1.6 billion rounds, and they just say, give us some more, give us some more. And
now, Thomas, you're a weapons manufacturer. You supply the government. I'm surprised you even called my show. Look, we're getting reports that ammo prices have gone up 100% over the last few months since these huge orders have been put in place. Is that what you're seeing out there in the real world?
Well, yes and no. I want to say the gun show gougers, the guys on the secondary market, whoever has it, yes, it's supply and demand. The ammo, the prices are going way up. The legitimate sources for industry and the real channels, the prices have gone up a little bit, but it's just not available. the legitimate sources and the guys who deal it, the prices are staying about the same, but it's all backordered. In fact, the ATF and the State Department, they're kind of jerking around with the importation of it, too. So they're making it difficult for it to come in from overseas. Because right now, all of the domestic manufacturers are running at full speed. They're running three shifts a day. They're cranking it out as fast as they can. Supply cannot keep up with demand.
Thomas, where do you get all the brass from? Where do you get all the lead from? Where do you get all the powder from?
That was going to be my next point. Very few companies who make ammo really do make all of their own components that go into it. The big guys, Olin Corporation that owns Winchester, Alliant Tech Systems that owns Federal, et cetera, these are the big guys, and they really can do their own stuff. They'll source the capital goods, the brass, from both imported and domestic sources, make the primers and the projectiles, the lead. They'll get it in different sources, and they'll smelt it themselves. They really can do it all.
But wait, hold on. This is an important amateur question. Isn't there a finite amount of brass, lead, and powder available?
There is. You know, those sources of capital goods you can find out there, but you're right. There's only so many guys.
You see, I touched on this subject last night on my show where I said that there is a finite limit to our economy, and it's a false notion to think that we can continuously expand our economy and that we can continuously expand the job market. It's a false notion. I believe, by the way, this country's maxed itself out given our natural resources. Incidentally, it's a topic for another time. But, you know, that rule applies to everything on Earth. There's also a finite amount of raw material for making bullets on the planet, aren't there?
That's correct. And it's a limit as to who's producing the raw goods. The ammo manufacturers call up and order more copper so they can copper jack at the bullets. Well, guess what? The plumbers still need copper to make their pipes. Everybody in different industries still has to compete for the same raw capital.
Right, and now we have a shortage of copper to the extent that grifters are stealing copper out of houses, stealing them from telephone poles, stealing copper out of, you name it, okay? How much of this is going into the ammunition world? I don't know. Where is it going? I don't know, but it's certainly in short supply to begin with. Now we have this purchase of 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition by the Department of Homeland Security, which is obviously an attempt to dry up the ammunition market, to control the ammunition market, to make sure that the average guy out there has to pay through the nose for his ammo. That's the end result here, isn't it?
Yes. In the contracting world, it's called an IDIQ contract, indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity. That means the government's putting out a solicitation to say, look, we don't know how much we're going to need, we don't know when we're going to need it, or even if we'll need it, but if we do, we want to have an agreement in place with one or more providers that we can just call you up and say, send it. And that's what they're going to...
You know, I think we've just made news on the show tonight, Thomas. I haven't read what you just said in any report. And you claim to be a weapons manufacturer, and I have to take you on your word. This is a supply and demand issue. The government is trying to dry up the supply because the demand is so high. I mean, how many guns have been sold since Obama started messing around in this country? Well, I don't know the number. Millions of new guns have been sold since this guy took office. People are afraid of him. He frightens the American people. He is the most frightening American president in modern American history, despite the double talk of the media. So people are rushing out to buy guns to protect themselves, and these are ordinary people. They're not crazy people. But what does a gun need? A gun needs a bullet. So the government says, okay, we can't control the guns because of the Second Amendment, but the Second Amendment says nothing about your right to buy ammunition, so let's dry up the supply of ammo. That's it in plain English, right?
That's it. And by issuing these contracts, as I mentioned, the government gets priority. All they have to do is call up and say, send us another $50 million, and that's $50 million.
Thomas, you're a great caller. Did you just start listening to this show recently?
Well, just since you came on to WMAL not too long.
Amazing. Well, I'm showing you the pool of intelligence in America. Look at the callers we've had in the last 30 minutes on this show. A federal agent who says, yes, we do use hollow point ammo. A Thomas who says, I manufacture weapons And yes, they're trying to, you know, control the market, supply and demand, as we suspect. In other words, they're not going to go to war and kill people in the country necessarily. I would ascribe to that. They're just drying up the supply of ammunition to make sure the average guy out there is not armed to the teeth. He can have all the guns he want, but what is he going to fire? Peanuts in it? Thomas, I'm sending you as a gift for your great commentary, A Time for War. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Imagine reaching your New Year's weight loss goals without having to give up chocolate. What's better than chocolate? Delicious free chocolate. I'm health editor Danica Collins. For years, you've heard about the health benefits of chocolate. Now, for the first time, the health benefits of this mouth-watering treat have been paired with the Beverly Hills Mega Weight Loss System. And during this national introduction, you're getting the chocolate free. This system combines the science of your body's metabolism with a supplement containing natural ingredients proven in clinical studies to help you lose weight. Plus, we'll help you shape up without even stepping into the gym with a twice-a-week, fun, and simple 12-minute fitness program. The new you for the new year starts right now. Why would you wait any longer? Did I mention the free chocolate? This is a weight loss system that you'll love, and to prove it, we'll send you our chocolate free. Call in the next 90 minutes, 800-827-FATLOSS. You only have 90 minutes to get your free chocolate, and then it's gone. 800-827-FATLOSS. 800-827-3285.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Here's a vote. Traffic southbound 280. De Anza crash clear to the center. Divine traffic slow and go back into the Los Altos Hills. Southbound 101, 87. That accident may still be blocking a lane. Traffic slow from Highway 237. Northbound 101 still slow and go in stretches from 237 up to Highway 92. Northbound 680 still backed up. Jacqueline to Andrade over the Sunol Grade. Northbound 101 out of San Francisco. Bumper to bumper from before 280 onto the lower deck. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL. Tax deal.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Now, Planet Orange will
Customize a pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems with free service calls between treatments if needed and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really attentive.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Do you owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Call the experts with an A-plus rating with a BBB. Call U.S. Tax Shield right now at 1-800-489-3838.
Viva Las Vegas. Get two nights with breakfast at the world-famous Palms Casino Resort for $139. Visit SweetJack.com now.
SweetJack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
On the next morning show, after we popped our corks with outrage on Thursday, we'll cool down with Open Line Friday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and Melanie and Katie, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
All right, welcome back to the Savage Nation, the last word in talk radio, because it starts later in the day. And, of course, I have the best analysis of anybody in the business. Everybody knows that, given my 18 years in the business and my extensive background, both in science and the arts. I believe that my viewpoints are worth listening to. Now, you may not agree with my conclusions, but how many people can even reason in America anymore? First of all, in the media, all you get are sort of groupthink, parroted, you know, statements, answers, and we don't tune into it. Government doesn't give you any analysis. It's all, you know, a speech, so who listens to it? So it's up to people like me, and there aren't that many left who even know how to reason. How many people are taught how to think? I'm lucky because I'm an immigrant son. My father only went to high school, but he taught me how to think. If I'd ask him a question, and I remember walking in the streets of New York, he'd hold the hand. I'll tell you the story again whether you like it or not. I don't care if you're bored and you heard it 100 times. I'll tell it 101 times. Because they don't teach children how to think anymore. If I say, Dad, why is the Empire State, how did they build the Empire State Building so tall? He would look up to it and he'd hold my hand and he'd say, when you go home, look it up. He wouldn't give me the answer. Or if I say, why does the rose on that, I remember roses to this day. We lived in the South Bronx and there was a woodlot across the street. Just a wild lot. And roses, wild roses grew on a fence. I remember them to this day. I think I got my love for flowers. Dad, how does a rose grow? He would say to me, well, think about it. And he would take me through the steps of a seed, of the wind and a seed and the ground and the soil. And he would teach me So that's how I learned how to think. Children are not taught how to think today. They're given answers. Or they go to the iPhone and they get an answer. No one thinks. I do. Thanks for listening. I'll be right back.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, welcome back to The Savage Nation. We understand that the stranded passengers are coming ashore in wherever the ship's docking down there. I was in New Orleans at the Super Bowl, as you know. I was surprised that they were so big. The cruise ships are in there, in the river. I forgot, of course, it's a port out to the Gulf. And goes to Mexico. I mean, as a boater, I'm a West Coast boater, so I pay very little attention to the East Coast, even though I was a boater on the East Coast, but I never went in the Gulf. I never golfed in the Gulf. I never boated in the Gulf. I boated on the East Coast of Florida, in the Atlantic Ocean, and in the ICE, the canal there that the government built. The government did some job in those old days. They did things that people understood. In the old days, the government did things the government understood. They built things. Hey, that's a good job. Works Progress Administration. That's a good job. Hey, look at that. They're building the dam, the Cooley Dam, the Hoover Dam, whatever. That's a good job. Everyone loved it. Let's see. They're building a tunnel, the George Washington Bridge. We're gonna put tile inside the Lincoln and Holland tunnels. That's good. Great. Good jobs. Looks nice. Still in there. The tiles still stick. That's when the government did things that the people understood. Now no one knows what the government does or why, other than hand out fake contracts to people in the ketchup business and their relatives who are now working in the State Department. Now, since today is Valentine's Day, we're going to play a little song here, Who Wrote the Book of Love, only because I love this song by the Cleftones, because I think I went to high school with them. So let's play who wrote the Book of Love for the Savage audience?
I wonder, wonder who.
I will not say.
Who wrote the Book of Love?
All right, kill it. I don't like it. It has no feeling anymore. Gone. Break the record. Break it. Skip it. How about Yes, It's Me and I'm in Love Again by Fats Domino? I know you have that one in the queue. That, I think, is still good because Fats Domino still translates. That's a good one. If you can.
Yes, it's me and I'm in love again. Had no love and say
yes. I love him. He tickles me.
Yes, I do. And I'm saving all my love in jail for you.
Need your
loving and
I love his song. So here we are, Valentine's Day. I wrecked 3 cars in 3 seconds. I'm limping around, need a crutch. We're talking about hollow point ammunition, 1.6 billion rounds that the government's buying, and they put out a story today that they need it for target practice, and we've been talking about it. We had various and sundry calls, if you just tuned in. The most interesting was, from my point of view, a manufacturer from Washington, D.C., who said he manufactures weapons, sells to the government, and it's clearly an attempt by the government to dry up the market, to dry up the supply, rather, of ammunition and keep it out of the hands of the average American. See, that's your government at work today. They fear you and you fear them. That's the new government under Barack Obama. He's created a division unlike anything, a chasm that no one can cross. There is a chasm between government and the people today that I have never seen in my lifetime, and I was born quite a long time ago. Born in the USA, by the way. I have a birth certificate to prove it, with a hospital in Manhattan quite a few decades ago. All my university training, elementary school, junior high school, graduate degrees, all come from universities in the United States of America. None of them were from Guadalajara. I didn't have to go to Guadalajara to get my degree to practice my field. And here I am. I'm sitting here. Why is this happening? Why has the division between government and the people grown so vast under Barack Obama? Now, I've written Trickle Up Poverty. I've written Trickle Down Tyranny. They were best-selling books. Check them out. I document where this, let us say, I'm trying to use the exact right word without being inflammatory here. I'm an inflammatory talk show to begin with, so I want to be a little more cautious now. The book spelled out in detail why people distrust Barack Obama and his cabinet. Let's put it to you that way. Now you add up a $1.6 billion round purchase of hollow point ammo at a time like this that they're trying to take away the Second Amendment. They're hammering us every day on the Second Amendment. You don't have a right to the guns. If you do have a right to guns, we'll tell you what kind of guns. Now they're drying up the supply of bullets and buying 1.6 billion rounds of their own. What would you think if you were observing from another planet? The people would trust the government like this or distrust the government like this? So you have to go back to history to understand where this fits. Well, there's many historical nodules that you could latch on to. So let's pick one like this. A Chinese philosopher wrote hundreds of years ago that a wise leader and a just leader is one who the people trust. And the opposite is true for one that the people don't trust. So therefore, ipso facto, since we don't trust this leader, he's not wise and he's not just. It's that simple. That's all. Now let's move on. Let's move on to the newspapers, which have also lost the trust of the people. Here we go. Front page of the Old York Times, Thursday, February 14th, 2013. Lead story is a tall girl in a yellow skirt, a dress. She looks horrible. She looks, if I were casting a film, I mean, she's like a great long-legged body, blah, blah, blah. But you look at the face, she looks like Wives with Knives. Like if you're going to run a billboard for a movie, Wives with Knives, that would be the face of this girl. And it's about a fall line and a touch of John Galliano, who was undone by anti-Semitic remarks. They love John Galliano. If he was undone by anti-Semitic remarks, why are they leading the newspaper with a story about a designer who was undone by anti-Semitic remarks, other than to bring you to his anti-Semitic remarks? That's strange coming from Sulzberger Jr., isn't it? Right side of the page. Printed in California, $2.50. That's what my producer pays for this. Obama bid for trade pact with Europe stirs hope. They're still writing these obtuse headlines that I grew up with. No one understands what they mean. You don't write a headline like that. Obama bid for trade pact with Europe stirs hope. What do you mean stirs hope? What are you making, a pot of pie? You mean stirs hope. No one even knows what the headline is, so they skipped down to the girl in the dress that was created by the anti-Semite. With guns, killer and victim are usually same. What? So you look at it, if you're on a subway car and you want to prove you're intellectual and you don't really, you're stuck in your station of life on a subway, but you're really smarter than everyone around you. You're not like the idiots reading the Daily News and the New York Post. You're somebody special. Your paper folds sideways. Their folds long ways, and you know how to. With guns, killer and victim are usually same. What are they saying? They're saying that the suicide rate is higher in the states with the highest amount, the largest number of guns. Well, okay, so let's look at that. The national map of suicide lights up in states with the highest gun ownership rates. Yeah, but as a trained epidemiologist, therefore you can't say it's the ownership of guns that leads to suicide, number one, and that you can't say, well, sure, you could say the guns are tied to suicide. Absolutely, you could say that. But it doesn't mean that it's because they own guns they commit suicide, which is what they're implying. So whichever way they can come at the story, they come at the story. That's the way journalists work today. Because they're not journalists. They're propagandists, or as I call them, stenographers. And whatever their boss tells them to write a story on, they write a story on. Okay, so that's the way it works. It always has worked that way. So the national map of suicide lights up in states with the highest rate of gun ownership. Wyoming, Montana, Alaska, the states with the three highest suicide rates, are also the top gun-owning states, according to the Harvard Center. All right, Harvard Center, another disgraced institution. Let's see. The state level data are too broad to tell whether the deaths were in homes with guns, blah, 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 blah. So the implication is that if you have a gun, you're liable to kill yourself. This is an article written by the gunophobes at the New York Times. They're sure if they own the gun, they kill themselves or their family. That's why they don't want you to have a gun. I called them gunophobes years ago. They're terrified of a gun. To them, a gun is something that if you have it, you use it on yourself in the middle of the night. If your TiVo doesn't work, you kill yourself. If the slightest thing goes wrong, you run out of Prozac because your doctor himself committed suicide by jumping off out of his. Or you don't. You go for the gun and kill yourself because they're gunophobic. They're positive that because they're gunophobic on medication, everyone shouldn't have a gun. They don't understand that there are people who own guns who don't shoot themselves. In fact, if I were doing the epidemiological study, I would take the vast number of guns in America. And then I would say the vast number of owners of guns have never committed suicide. So you could argue with the other way if you want to do statistics, since I'm an expert at that. So it means nothing. It's journalism, yellow journalism. Hearst was the expert at yellow journalism. So there's nothing new under the sun. That's the front page. Business. Small business still struggling. That's impeding recovery. Air carriers are said to agree to a merger. Oh, now they're attacking vitamins now. Supplements they don't like. So now we turn to the local rag in San Francisco that used to be a B newspaper. When I moved here in 74, the Examiner and the Chronicle were like B newspapers, which everyone enjoyed. They certainly had a bias, but they weren't insane. Now they become useless. Nobody reads them. They can't give them away. So here's the headline. Front page, San Francisco Un-Chronicle. Special gun rules for police. Ex-cops like Christopher Dorner allowed to own banned weapons. Ooh. So now they're going after the police who retire or who are fired, and they want to make sure they can't have guns anymore. And they say taking on the issue would mean challenging the politically powerful police lobby and could set up a scenario where the state mandates the removal of guns from possession, blah, blah, blah. Well, how about writing an article once in your lifetime before you actually die at the Chronicle that says taking on the issue would mean challenging the politically powerful illegal alien lobby? Do you think that would be an interesting story to write for the San Francisco Chronicle? Sure. You'll never see it. Now, then they have a fake poll called the Field Poll. It's been wrong on everything it's ever proposed. It's an arm of the Democrat machine, Field Poll. Like, oh, Field Poll. Oh, look at that. Hey, darling, look, that's a Field Poll. So what are they pushing now? New support for soda tax, if used for kids' health, says the fake Field Poll. An overwhelming majority of California voters believe that sugary sodas are a major cause of obesity and that such beverages should be taxed, but only if the money raised goes towards improving nutrition and fitness programs in schools, according to the fake Field Poll. So you know what this is all about, don't you? It's a more tax and spend from the Democrat socialist regime in California. Now they want to tax soda. But they're not really doing it for a tax. They're doing it for the sake of the children. It's not to give more money to the bureaucrats, you understand. It's simply to make certain that the children are more healthy. The lovely children. Everything is for the children. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation. Take your calls on this or any other inane topic. at 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earned to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
It just keeps getting better. Ovation Cell Therapy is helping hundreds of thousands of people feel better about their hair every day.
I absolutely love Ovation Cell Therapy. My damaged hair has been repaired and it feels so much thicker and stronger. Thanks, Ovation, for such a wonderful product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help reduce breakage and hair loss caused by chemicals, heat styling, extensions, and overprocessing, restoring your hair to a healthier, shinier, more manageable appearance.
I am so impressed with the Ovation products. This is the only system that actually works as advertised.
Ovation Cell Therapy is safe, effective, and very easy to use. Ovation is guaranteed to grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster, up to twice as fast, or you get your money back.
For thicker, stronger, and longer hair, simply log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special savings.
Ovation Cell Therapy. You can't go wrong. It's guaranteed.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right. I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Extreme Green Coffee Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of green coffee's fat-burning power has been limited. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring the green coffee bean as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out. And now Extreme Green Coffee is available in convenient, easy-to-take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take Extreme Green Coffee Bean before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra money for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 888-964-6729. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 888-964-6729. Some conditions apply. 888-964-6729. 888-964-6729.
On the next morning show, after we popped our corks with outrage on Thirsty Thursday, we'll cool down with Open Line Friday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and Melanie, and Katie, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
Playing some schmaltzy rock and roll for the Valentine's Day crowd out there. People still do this. Nice. I see couples with flowers, normal people. Normal people actually bought flowers. Not miserable, horrible people who don't buy anything for anybody. This song, play it loud just for 1 minute. I want to get it in my spirit. Let's see what comes out of my head.
Could this be magic?
Little bump and grind from the teenage years. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I think crew cut haircuts, finished basements in Queens. A lot of panting, a lot of, you know, bump and grind, you know, that's what I think. But if you think of the girls from when you were young, where are they now? If they're still living, Boca, Fort Lauderdale, transfusion trees, maybe doing a mambo with a plastic transfusion tree. It, you know, you have to laugh about it all. You have to laugh it in the face because that's what thank God they switched from glass to plastic in the transfusion tree. That's all I can say. Imagine all that broken glass on the mambo floor today with it, if they still had glass. And San Francisco's so whacked out that I expect any day the mayor is going to come out with an edict which says you have to give up the plastic transfusion bottles because they're bad for the environment. We want you to use either paper or plastic, paper or a recyclable bottle. I mean, they're crazy. They got rid of shopping bags here for the environment, right? So now people are getting like infections from the recyclable shopping bags. They're putting like produce in there. They don't understand it's filling up with bacteria. So then they go, oh, yeah, I'm doing good for the environment. Lettuce, tomatoes, celery, God knows what else would they throw in there. Oh, no, don't put any wrapper around the liver I'm buying for the parrot or the dog. They throw liver in there. They never wash the bag. It's like a festering petri dish. The next day they go back and use the same bag. Again, lettuce, tomato, celery. A chicken in there. No, don't put a wrapper on the chicken because it's wrapped in plastic. I don't want to hurt the environment. I drive a Prius. I'm a sensitive Obama voter. And the people are making them... It's like the unintended consequences, the whole world. No common sense gone out the window. So that's why I joke around, because without humor, you're finished altogether. Here are some stories for you to ponder. Left-wing woman to work for Al Jazeera named Naomi Wolf. A lifer for the Clintons, a lifer for Al Gazoria, is now going to work for Al Jazeera, according to Politico. Next story, secrets after papal retirement. Litany of secrets after papal retirement. Bombshell, it's all coming out. DHS to lose funding for border control. Oh, I see. They're scaring us. If we don't sign a new budget that's engorged, we're going to lose research that's going to cure polio. That came out yesterday. The illegal aliens who are running across the border and flooding the country are going to continue to run across the border and flood the country. The scientists who are no longer scientists but politicians who have produced zero in research, that I can tell, will continue to produce zero in research unless they're refunded. Man sentenced for purchasing rhino horns, I would shoot him. If I was in charge of that, anyone who sells elephant tusks or rhino horns, I would shoot in the public. I'm saying it should be the punishment, should be shoot them in the public eye. Let's see. Fifth grader in murder plot, not interested. Rahm and Obama state approved gay marriage, not going to talk about it. Not that interesting, it's boring. You want to get married? Good luck to you. Get back to me in 5 years and tell me how that worked out. Let's take some life coach questions on the Savage Nation, where I shift from politics to being the good uncle, Dr. Savage, and I give you answers if you have problems, because no one else will listen to you, number one. And those who do listen to you don't know the answers, number two, especially if you're paying them. So let's go with Michael Savage, who has common sense. Let's see what happens here. Jack on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, doctor. How are you?
What's your question? We only have a minute and 8 seconds left.
I'm in a real sticky situation. I have a wife that's totally controlling. When I walk into the house, she wants to know who I was out with, and I got to be in it.
You have only two choices in the matter. Either become gay or divorce her.
Oh, come on. I've got a kid. Doctor.
Oh, come on. I'm pulling your leg. I wanted to get a reaction out of you. How old is your child?
He's 2 years old.
Oh, well, that's a tough age for both of you. You have to understand that childbirth unto itself is a tremendous challenge for the mother, physically and emotionally. But the father also has tremendous challenges when the child is born. First of all, on a primitive level, the wife pushes you away in order to nurture that child. So the fun and games generally are over for the first couple of years. And the husband feels rejected, because he is rejected. He's feeling reality. She wants nothing to do with you other than the money you bring home. So that is part of the problem. It's just a biological instinct. Take care of the infant and forget the old man, because if we don't keep an eye on him, he's liable to do it like some lions that are liable to eat the child altogether.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
Imagine reaching your New Year's weight loss goals without having to give up chocolate. What's better than chocolate? Delicious free chocolate. I'm health editor Danica Collins. For years, you've heard about the health benefits of chocolate. Now, for the first time, the health benefits of this mouth-watering treat have been paired with the Beverly Hills Mega Weight Loss System. And during this national introduction, you're getting the chocolate free. This system combines the science of your body's metabolism with a supplement containing natural ingredients proven in clinical studies to help you lose weight. Plus, we'll help you shape up without even stepping into the gym with a twice-a-week fun and simple 12-minute fitness program. The new you for the new year starts right now. Why would you wait any longer? Did I mention the free chocolate? This is a weight loss system that you'll love, and to prove it, we'll send you our chocolate free. Call in the next 90 minutes, 800-827-FATLOSS. You only have 90 minutes to get your free chocolate, and then it's gone. 800-827-FATLOSS. 800-827-3285.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Talk 560 KSFO. San Francisco State Senator says a detailed threat on his life won't stop him from his gun control efforts. Federal and state authorities on Tuesday raided two homes in Santa Clara County where they seized bomb-making material and weapons. They also arrested 45-year-old Everett Basham. The investigation at one of those homes continues tonight, and they say it may last into the weekend. State Senator Leland Yee says the threat underscores the need for his legislation. A Vallejo man has been arrested on suspicion of shooting at employees of a San Rafael cell phone store he was trying to rob. Suspect was captured after being involved in a shooting in a Seattle suburb. Taking a look at the roadways, westbound 80 at the Bay Bridge, that the metering lights, before the metering lights, left lane was blocked. Traffic still backed up to the MacArthur Maze and onto Highway 80. Northbound 101 still slow, 280 to the lower deck. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
We are now well into 2013, and the economic policies are what they are. The big question is, how are they going to affect you and me? Brian Sussman here, and somehow 2013 is going to cost us all more money. So what happens to your finances and your retirement plans? What kind of adjustments do you make? What's your game plan? One guy who can help is Pat Vitucci, a Bay Area independent financial advisor. How well prepared are you and your investments as the government reaches deeper into your pocket? As an independent advisor with 15 Bay Area offices, Pat Vitucci is not obligated to any particular type of investments. He'll do what's best for you. Call him for a complimentary consultation. 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. Pat Vitucci on the web at don'tinvestandforget.com.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate.
LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-978-9766 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-978-9766.
Celebrate 50 years of Rite Aid with even more great savings. During February, you can earn up to $50 in PlusUp rewards when you buy qualifying amounts of participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Start earning rewards after spending $100. Just look for the participating products icon throughout the store. And the icing on our 50th anniversary cake? Savings on top of savings. Come celebrate 50 years of Rite Aid with great deals. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only. February 3rd, 2013 through March 2nd, 2013. Limited $50 in PlusUps per household. See RiteAid.com/rules for details.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Weekdays from noon till 3.
It's all good. It's all healthy. It's not going to hurt you.
Sean Hannity.
We are proud to be conservative.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I wonder, wonder who.
Who wrote the book of love? Chapter 1 says the lover.
All right. But Valentine's Day. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Heinz sells to Buffet. Kerry makes $700 million. Interesting. Interesting day to announce the sale of Heinz, the Heinz company, which I love the product, by the way. I'm a ketchup lover. But Warren Buffet, I'm not a fan of, to be honest with you. You know my feelings on Warren Buffet. He's no oracle to me. He's the shrewdest, oracle, my oracle. Oracle. You should pay more taxes, but not him. That's all. And for that, he gets a reward from the government. You shouldn't have the XL pipeline because his railroad cars carry the oil from Canada. Now, you don't see through it, but okay. So we're going to do news, views, and reviews in the Savage Nation, a phrase I coined back in the early 90s, news, views, and reviews. So if I see a good movie I like or a good TV show, I talk about the news, a view, a review. Now it's news. And I added a new element to the show to keep you listening, which is the lifestyle. It's a big area now. It's for people who don't want to go to psychiatrists. They go to see lifestyle coaches, by the way. They get around the law that way. They call themselves lifestyle coaches, but basically they're therapists, unlicensed therapists, and they give advice. God only knows what you're going to get for them. They pay big money for it, too, by the way. Big, big money. I don't particularly like to listen to people's problems, or I would have been a psychiatrist myself. I thought about it when I was young. But a doctor who came in the house said to me, what do you want to listen to people's problems for the rest of your life? So I didn't become a psychiatrist. I know some friends who are psychiatrists. They're very nice people. They're not all crazy. Of the two I know, only two are. But I can't speak for the entire profession. You can't generalize like that. You can say the same thing about anybody. I know two people who became psychiatrists, both complete nuts. Nice guys, but crazy. Absolutely crazy. Let's take some callers. WMAL, again, we're getting a lot of Washington, D.C.ers. Ben, in Washington, D.C., what's on your mind, Ben? Ben. Ben is gone.
This is Dan.
Dan, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, Dan?
Yes, Dr. Savage, I need some advice.
What is it?
I don't know if you've been to Budapest or not, but my son has a degree in history, and he said to me the other day that he's interested in getting a master's in ancient and European history. He wants to go to college in Budapest, Hungary. Do you think it's a good idea for a 24-year-old American boy to go there?
Well, if he's a pest, let him go. Maybe he'll find Buddha in Budapest. No, that's just a throwaway joke.
I know.
No, come on. You knew I had to give you a wise guy answer, playing with the words Buddha and pest. Personally, let's start from the top. He's interested in history. That's a fine intellectual pursuit. What does he intend to do with the degree? There are no jobs in history in the universities today, Dan. I'm sorry. So, you know, you have to be practical with the young man. Young people are very impractical. I was. And I'm sure your son is impractical. But what is he going to live on when he comes back with his degree from Budapest?
That's exactly what my question was to him.
But his answer was, Dad, don't be such a, you know, old-fashioned kind of primitive thinker. We're supposed to follow our love and, you know, and all of that. Because the old liberal belief was that if you followed your love, it would wind up working for you and you'd wind up rich and successful. It doesn't always work out. So, Dan, I mean, he has to be made. Who's going to pay for the trip to Budapest? It's going to take, what, 2-3 years?
No, he is going to pay for it.
So how? With whose money?
Well, he's been working for the last 2 years. He's also...
All right, so look, here's the thing. If he's paying for it, why should you even... What you're saying to me is it's safe rather than should he pursue it? And the answer is, how do you know what's safe? Is Washington, D.C. safe? Is Chicago safe? Is Hungary less safe than Detroit? I don't know. What is it that you fear, let's say, when you think the worst? Throw it out there. What's the worst fear in Hungary today, in your mind?
I have no idea. Have you been there?
No, I've never been. I had a Hungarian relative, but he was on the poor side of the family. We never had him over to dinner.
Okay.
No, look, come on. Let's be real. You know that Hungary is one of the most beautiful countries in Europe. Budapest has some of the most gorgeous architecture. And does your son like the girls a little bit?
He does.
There you go. That's what he's going to study there. I would say he's not going for the architecture or the bell towers. He's going for the bells of Budapest because they're known to be some of the most, let us say, free-spirited. That's a nice way to put it, women in Europe. And it's as good a motivation as any, isn't it? I mean, he's a young man. He's healthy. He figures he'll study a little architecture and have a little fun. What does he care what he's going to do when he's 27? He'll come back like everybody else and ask his father, can he have the house? You're a good-natured guy, Dan. Thanks for putting up with my inanities. I'm going to send you a copy of A Time for War. See, it's fun. We're kibitzing each other. This is what's known as stuff that people used to do in a coffee shop. They would joke around. The guy didn't take offense because I said things like that. He understood I was joking. I don't know him. He doesn't know me. So we joked around. Did he get anything out of it that he didn't know? I doubt it. That's all. 855-400-7282, whether you want to do news stories, my view of personal problems, and see if I can joke around with you a little bit, if it helps. We did a Budapest story. Kelly on WMAL. I complimented the station too much. Kelly on WMAL. Is there no other station in the country? Kelly, welcome from Washington, D.C. What's on your mind?
You, Dr. Savage, everything that comes out of your mouth makes so much sense.
If only you were a relative.
From Obama to gluten-free people and to...
so you've been listening a few weeks. My views on gluten are quite interesting.
And you're just great. And you just make so much common sense.
Well, I fill up a vacuum in the lives of many people who don't want to watch television at night. They've had enough of Hornblower and Wallbanger, so they tune into the Savage Nation. Kelly, I think I will start sending out free books again. You got a free copy of A Time for War. Why not? It's going to change my lifestyle. You know, could I explain something to people out there so we clear the air? Many of you say, oh, you mentioned your book too much. I don't want to hear it anymore. Well, let me explain something to you. Whether the book sells 5,000 copies or 50,000 copies, yes, I'd like to see it sell more rather than less because I think the message in the novel is important. It will not change the way I live, not one iota. So I'm not doing it because I'm greedy and I'm a money grubber and I care that much about it. I really mean that. I killed myself writing the novel because I want to get the message out that China may be a danger to us. And since the people won't take it in a nonfiction way, maybe by reading fiction, they'll say, you know what, maybe there's some truth to the fiction. Who knows? Will it be a movie? Not with Katzenberg, Matzenberg, and Spielberg running Hollywood. No. No, none of my novels, although they're great action novels, will ever become a movie in my lifetime because of guys like Weinstein in Hollywood. They're so far to the left. They're only going to make a movie that fulfills the agenda of themselves, their friends, or the government. That's all. So I'm not doing it because I thought maybe there'd be a Jack Hatfield series. I could self-produce it. I've had people approach me. They want to produce it independently, and I can get distribution in 800 theaters through friends who distribute films. So it could be done, and I may do it, but not right now. I'm too busy creating a new radio career for myself. It might be fun creating a movie, but you know how expensive it would be to make the movie? For example, Abuse of Power, set in five countries – very expensive, costly film to produce. This one, A Time for War, I could probably condense it to a few. You could probably do the backlot scene here and do it for probably, I would say, $5 million. I could do a movie like this. But I'm not in the film business, and I know what I can do very well. I have no idea how to make a movie. Not one iota of an idea. Everyone thinks they can make a movie. It's not true. Every field requires an expertise, and I don't know that field, and I don't think I'm going to learn it. So I could hire this and that. I think about it. I got a leg on me that if I could give it up for the night, we can get it back in a few days when it's healed. I like to send it away. I like to send the leg to someone for like, and put it on ice for a few days, like where the mastodons lie. It is killing me from the need. Oh, I heard a bang at the door right now. Is Donner here? Or what if he? I had that fear the night he was on the loose in the snow. It was like Bigfoot. Because I was saying the guy's a mad dog. He should be put down. Remember, Donner? And every time the door to the studio like rattled, I thought he was going to come in full body armor, blasting away. Luckily, I have my trusty 10-pound poodle to protect me. The eyes and ears of the savage nation. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Indiana, Casey, you're up on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, Casey?
I'm a college student, and I'm driving myself nuts trying to figure out what type of career I want to work in, what type of industry I want to work in.
All right. How old are you?
22.
All right. So you're young. Have you studied anything in college yet?
Well, I mean, what do you mean by studied?
Do you have a degree? You have a bachelor's degree yet?
Yeah. It's gonna be. I'll graduate this May with a bachelor's degree in business. Pretty general.
All right. So you've always had a mind to go into the business world. At least you know you've narrowed it down. So you've narrowed it down. So what is the question then? It's not like you don't know whether to become an aeronautical engineer or a pilot or a businessman. You want to go into business, right?
Yeah, I want to go into business, but in what industry? And the people who succeed find what industry they want to get into at an early age.
Okay, but don't get so panicky because industries are changing so rapidly that you can't predict what 5 years from now, let alone 10 years from now, is going to be a great industry to get into. So the best advice is a general answer. You have to get an MBA in order to move up in a corporation. There's no question about it. Unless you have a family business that you can go into, which obviously you don't, or you wouldn't be making this call this late at night. So you need to get an MBA from a good university. Is that a given?
I suppose so. I'd have to work first.
All right, so let's put the MBA aside. It's a very costly, expensive, time-consuming procedure. The next solution is to go to work for a major corporation and show what you can do. Show you're smart, show you're quick, show you're diligent, and you'll move up in the corporation. There's no question in my mind. Corporations are dying for intelligent, ambitious people. They can't find them. They can't. Don't think they can find them. A lot of people put on the act, but they don't know how to do the job, Casey. See, I'm the kind of guy that comes from another generation. I swept floors. I was a lifeguard. I was a busboy. I've done it all. I worked in a factory. The thing is that you have to start at the bottom and work your way up, and you have to get the attention of your superiors. And generally, they'll be afraid of you and see if they can undermine you and see if you can get fired. If you're too good, they'll definitely undermine you and see if they can have you thrown out of the... Nah, look, you know... You go to work for a major corporation, and what you do is you try to get around your immediate supervisor. And what you do is you curry favor with his boss because in doing – but you have to do it very cleverly. What you really have to study is how to undermine your boss, your immediate supervisor. I'm telling you the truth. How to undermine your immediate supervisor in a major American corporation is something you really have to study so that you get the attention of his superior, who doesn't like him anyway. And then once you have the attention of his superior, the guy will probably hire you if you can prove you can do his job for half the price because you're younger than him. And you're no direct threat to the other guy since you're much younger than the guy who's going to take his job. So that's what you have to study in any – I don't know if they teach that in school today. But if I were writing a book – on how to get ahead in American business, that's the chapter I would start with. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Julian with Safelite Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safelite, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system from Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, WiseFoodStorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with WiseFoodStorage.com.
If you need to add more value to your organization, increase your communication skills, and influence people more effectively, Dale Carnegie Training is the right solution for you. Dale Carnegie's Effective Communications and Human Relations and Sales Advantage classes are forming right now in the Bay Area. The Dale Carnegie course will give you the ability to communicate clearly and concisely and inspire others to take action. Warren Buffett, one of the world's most successful entrepreneurs and richest men, says his degree from Dale Carnegie, quote, is the most important degree that I have, unquote. Companies use their Sales Advantage program to get in front of more prospects, build credibility and trust, and develop relationships that produce steady, reliable sales over time. They've been improving performance for companies and individuals for 100 years and have worked with Fortune 500 companies, including Wells Fargo, Chevron, Walmart, Oracle, and eBay. Call Dale Carnegie Training today at 415-FYI-DALE. That's 415-FYI-DALE, or visit them at bayarea.dalecarnegie.com. Space is limited. Results are not. Call now.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? 9-Year Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
We will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
9-Year Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
Hi, I'm Larry Ruff, president of 9-Year Mortgage. This is unlike anything you've ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD and learn how you can eliminate all of your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-303-1188.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-303-1188. 800-303-1188.
When was the last time you heard this about a guy on the radio?
There's a lot of money programs and a lot of people. Your advice is excellent. The advice you're giving is practical.
He's live. He's unscripted. He's unrehearsed. He's Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor.
Your comments are the reason why I do this show.
Greg's not trying to sell you a book. He's trying to help you navigate your money.
With all this financial regulation, the little guy's getting screwed.
It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Your favorite station now travels with you thanks to iHeartRadio. That's the free app that plays this station and over 1,500 of the best stations across the country. Download it free on your mobile device, iPhone, iPad, Android, and more. Then your favorite station is right there, ready to play with artist and title displayed.
Even let us know what you think of the song.
All from your mobile device. Download iHeartRadio free at the App Store or get started at iHeartRadio.com.
On the next morning show, after we popped our corks with outrage on Thirsty Thursday, we'll cool down with Open Line Friday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and Melanie and Katie, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. We're just at this point into the news, views, and reviews segment of the show. I mean, we've done the ammo story. And we've talked about Heinz sells the buffet. Kerry makes $700 million, allegedly. I've done personal calls. I've asked you to call in your favorite scene from my novel, A Time for War. I hear that Marco Rubio is so popular now as a result of the drinking incident that he's giving up politics and he's become a spokesman for a water company. He'd probably live a much happier life, incidentally, than going through the hell that he'll go through if they should make the idiotic mistake of running him for the presidency. That's like the worst possible choice they could ever make. And he's a fan. I mean, he's a very big favorite of the Fox News guys. Why? Why? So he can lose to Hillary Clinton. That's why. Been picked to lose. You can see it's written all over the candidacy. Too green. Too green. I like the man. I like his story. Don't run him. He can't win. America does not want a young man to be president like him. We've gone through a green presidency. Look what he's done to the country. Let's put it to you that way. We've gone through a green lefty. Look what he's doing to America. Full of his academic viewpoints of the world. Still has not changed. So what do you think you're going to get with Rubio? Sort of the same thing again on the other side to a certain extent. He's not really conservative enough to win. He's already moved off the point on too many issues, so he can't win. So I'm joking a little bit, that's all. He's a good man, nice man, great story. Loved him at the convention. I even said so then. Let's take some callers on the Savage Nation. 855-400-7282 is the program's call-in number. My website, if you never heard the show before, is michaelsavage.com. Check things out, whatever. Let's go to KSFO in my hometown of San Francisco. Charles, welcome to the program. You're on the air.
Thank you, Dr. Savage. I need some advice about how to live in a house with two liberal women. I'm a conservative from the East Coast, and my wife is a really far-left liberal from the West Coast. Mm. They're driving me nuts. They won't listen. They don't see the facts.
No. You got to understand two things, and I'm trying to do it. First of all, you know I wrote a book years ago called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder, and I didn't do it in jest. There is a high degree of mental incompetence in a severe liberal worldview. No matter what you say to them, they will not listen to you. If you say to them the Islamists are a bigger threat to America than returning American war veterans, they'll probably tell you you're crazy. Is that correct?
That is totally correct.
Totally correct. In other words, they fear a white male returns from Afghanistan more than they fear an Islamist who would put a bomb under the Transamerica Tower, because they're living in a brainwashed universe. It's very difficult, Charles, to talk to people whose minds are made up. So the only approach that I would use in such a situation, and thank God I am not, is to say to them, look, I know that you believe in what you're saying, but you don't believe in prejudice, right? You say to them, you're not a prejudiced person. They'll say, no, I'm not. You say to them, well, look, prejudice means to prejudge, right? Then please don't prejudge people who identify as conservatives by putting them to a certain category that may or may not be true. Why don't you hear them out? You've got to try to reason with them. Have you tried that?
I have tried, and every time I try to bring up a point, say, oh, you're a racist.
Oh, my God. They really have it bad. Your own wife and daughter are calling you a racist. This is serious. So Here's the real question. How long ago did you marry the left-wing wife?
Well, we married in 1989.
And this is like a historical marriage. So what, you moved to the right and she stayed left?
Well, she was to the right, and about 6 years ago she went to the left and just went off the deep end.
What happened? She got hit by a bicycle outside the ferry building and her head got knocked against the pavement, and that's what happened?
Well, I think she got rear-ended with a car and
I'm not kidding. Was she in an accident?
Well, she was.
No, thank you. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, you got a real problem on your hands. I was doing it in jest, but now you're talking seriously. The woman was rear-ended in a car accident. She goes from being a rational conservative to a flaming irrational leftist. You tie it to the auto accident. You can't fix this. This problem's over. You got to live with it, Charles. And there is a way to live with it. Don't talk politics around them. You have to say, look, we love each other. We're a family. The family is more important than political disagreements. Let's just not have political discussions. Would they live with that or not?
They would prefer to live with that.
So, but you're always needling them. You're trying to see your problem. You're a natural leader. You're a man. You want to try to wake them up before it's too late. You're trying to save them in a certain way. I would say don't, Charles. I think you need to save your political belief system for radio shows. And maybe you have one friend out of 100 who agrees with you, because you live in the Bay Area. You probably don't have too many conservative friends.
None.
Well, okay, I get that. It's the most intolerant area in the United States of America. All of these tolerant people are the most intolerant people on the planet. Look, Charles, I'll tell you what. I'm going to send you two copies of my novel, A Time for War. One for you and one for, I would say, your wife, but you won't even read it probably, right?
Well, I don't know. Her name is Shelley, and I hope she'll read it. She wouldn't read Trickle-Down Tyranny.
No. That's why I say she won't read a nonfiction book. Maybe she'll read a thrilling fiction book. Say to her, look, it's just a story. Why don't you read it and see what you think of his writing? He goes to the Young Museum. He writes about art, science, poetry. He's a literate man. Why don't you see what Savage has to say? Just read the book for the art, the sake of art. Stay in the line. Send you a copy. Maybe I could save a marriage for Valentine's Day. It's the Savage Nation.
Savage Nation. Call.
MichaelSavage.com. Here's all the news for February 14th, 2013. You're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you, but it happened. Comrade Yosef Stalin Obama has purged another combat general and thrown another one out. This is General Number 5, pushed out of the military by Obama. Stalin shot his generals when he feared them. Obama just fires them. You hear what's going on? Stalin Obama has just purged another combat general. Who is going to be left? Also on MichaelSavage.com, I envision a China threat in my new novel, A Time for War. I hope you've checked it out in a bookstore. Scalia did not go to the State of the Union speech because he said it turned into a childish spectacle. How about the horse butchers? We have them here in America, too. They're selling horses for $50 a piece, winding up in your Frankfurters. Pope said he resigned for the good of the church. The BBC backed down on climate change. They were wrong on that again. They were just pushing an agenda. It was based on rumor. There's an article about CNN becoming the devil in the media, given that they had sympathy for the cop killer from L.A. Savage number one in New York City. See pictures of me at the Super Bowl if you wish. Flu can spread to people 6 feet away. Did you know that? A study found the distance much farther than previously thought. What else is in the news on the Savage Nation? Well, you've heard some of it tonight on the show. The ship is still dead in the water after a tow line snapped. The passengers are fighting over food on the floating Petri dish, sleeping with life vests, fearing capsize. Onboard hoarding. You hear this? Come fly with me. New report says Obama made no calls the night of the attack on Benghazi when our ambassador was killed. Why should he care? In Missouri, the Democrats are introducing a bill to confiscate firearms, giving gun owners 90 days to turn in their weapons. You hear this? Democrats, go vote for them. What else is in the news? Well, there's a lot there. I mean, we got all sorts of stories. The horse butchers, Dorner hidden plain sight near command center. Sheriff says the cabin was not purposely burned down in the firefight. CNN is celebrating the murderer. The cop killer, they're par for the course. 1-855-400-7282 to take your calls right here on the Savage Nation. By the way, go to bookstores and check out A Time for War and pray it is not a time for war. So I'd rather talk about dogs. In fact, I'll tell you what I was watching today on TV. I know you're not going to believe it. You're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you, but I kind of be as honest as I can on a national radio show. We're over 180 stations now. My ratings on WABC in New York should tell you something. I beat everybody in New York in men 25 plus and in men 21 plus and men 35 plus. I beat every station. I beat Spanish. I beat music. I beat talk. I beat news in the biggest market in America after only a few months. That should tell you something for your own market of who's listening to this show and why. Now, I know women are listening. I understand that. And that's why I'm about to tell you what I was watching today. I was captivated in watching the Jody Arias trial, the phone sex tapes. Now, not for this, for the sexual content, because there was really nothing there. I was watching a woman who slashed her boyfriend 24 times, slit his throat, then shot him in the head and said it was in self-defense. He was found dead naked in the shower. And I was watching her put on an act that was simply astonishing. I was watching her lawyer lie and try to get a mistrial. I couldn't stop watching it. It was so amazing. Between the Westminster Kennel show last night and the sex tapes of the Jody Arias trial, I mean, my life is complete. I didn't even go out for lunch. I had Japanese brought in. It was awful. They know me. Why do you have to put butter on seafood? Okay, forget about it. That's my problem. You can't trust anybody anything. Look at the stories this week. Pope resigns. North Korea tests a nuclear weapon. And all eyes are unglued glued on the dogs and on sex tapes. Hegel is endorsed even though he has ties to Iran. The Pope resigns for the first time since the Middle Ages, and you're interested in which tart fell down on a street in Hollywood. That's the country today. Maybe I become like you. Now that I think about it, if I'm watching daytime television before my show, and I'm turning off Wallbanger because he's unlistenable, and I'm turning off Wallbanger, and I'd rather watch a show about a trial about a woman who killed her boyfriend and the phone sex, I can't listen to it anymore. I turn it on and I hear the same thing over and over again. So let me ask you this. What do you think is the smartest breed of dog? What is the smartest breed of dog? How can you tell? Did you watch the Westminster Dog Show instead of the State of the Union? What was your favorite breed? My least favorite breed was the communist breed. That's why I couldn't watch the State of the Union address. Let's see. What else do I have for you? I don't know if I want these other stories. Oh, the L.A. shooter who was turned into a hero by CNN. Did you hear that piece that I did on that one? The phone number here is 855-400-7282. If you get a comment on any of these topics, then I'll know that you're sane. If you don't care to comment on any of these topics, and all you want to do is talk about Rubio's water moment or Obama being a soft Marxist and a hard crony capitalist, I suppose we could do open mic to Mike on the Savage Nation. But I can tell you that I would rather watch a dog show than the State of the Union address, given that Obama was as predictable as any communist could ever be. I know he's not a communist. I realize it's laughable to all of you sophisticates. So I'll put it in a more refined manner for you. He's a soft Marxist and a hard crony capitalist. Anyone could figure that out. What is a crony capitalist? Ask yourself why General Electric pays no taxes on approximately $5 billion of income, as do other corporations. Perhaps not as big, but they're named in one of my books. No taxes because they all supported Obama. If you approve of that, then look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself what you've become. Because you are not a progressive. You're a liar. If you are approving of General Electric not paying taxes because you like Obama, then you're a liar. You're not a progressive. It's that simple. Which is why you hate me, because you can't take the truth. I'm either the father you never had, or the father you did have, or the uncle that you didn't have, or the uncle you should have had. But the fact of the matter is, I am a national treasure, and you better listen to me if you want to see what's going on in this country, because you're not going to get it from anywhere else the same way you're going to get it from me. You'll get pieces of it here and pieces of it there. I know what's going on. I can see as clear as anybody, if not clearer. I can see eternity, and I don't like what I see. Right now, I want to go to big news for the Savage Nation, especially those of you who believed in me all these years. As you well know, I started with Cumulus not too long ago, only a few months ago. Brand new show, starting all over again. Went on the biggest stations in the country, including ABC, MAL, KSFO. We just got ratings out of New York City for the the second week in January on the PPM, the People Meter. I guess I can say that. Savage is number one. I've only been on the air a few months at that time, maybe a month actually. With Men 35 Plus, I smashed the all-news CBS. My old station, WOR, is number 23. I'm number one. I'm not making these numbers up. Men 21 plus, a very coveted demographic. Savage is number one with an 8 share. This is an astonishing story. Again, you have to understand what this means, not only to me, but to you. And even in the big, big demographic of people 12 plus, which includes everybody, mental patients, children, people in mental hospitals, as I said to you, people in facilities who don't know if they're listening to radio or it's coming in on their filling. The show was number three with a 5.8 share in New York City on WABC. The big news is Savage is being heard in the Big Apple, which means that I'm being heard in every other city in America real fast, which means that I've been reconfirmed again. All I can say is thank you for listening and telling your friends about the last word in talk radio every day, the Savage Nation. That's right. Tonight, before the show, before I go into the politics of the day, you can call me at 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282 from anywhere in the United States of America on the all 180 stations that I'm on right now. Before the show, I was on my bicycle. A neighbor stops me, and he says, Michael. I said, what? He said, did you hear the joke about the Chinese man, the Japanese man, and the Jewish man? I said, what joke? He said, let me tell it to you. He said, the emperor of China was looking for a new ninja. He lost his ninja. So he called before him a Chinese man, a Japanese man, and a Jewish man to replace the ninja. So he said to the Japanese man first, he said, okay, show me what you can do. The Japanese man leans forward, opens up a box, a fly flies out of it. He picks up his big sword and he goes whoosh, whoosh, with his sword, and he shows the fly to the emperor. It's cut in two. The emperor said, wow, that's impressive. Next, the Chinese man is brought forward. He says, okay, show me what you can do since you want to replace my ninja. The Chinese man opens up the little box. A fly flies out. He goes, whoosh, 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 and the fly is cut in four pieces. The emperor is just knocked out. He says, that's awesome. Unbelievable. Finally, he brings forward the Jewish man who wants to be the new replacement for the ninja. Jewish man comes forward and goes whoosh, once with the sword after letting the fly out. And meanwhile, they look up. The fly is flying around after he did it. The emperor says, what'd you achieve? He said, you didn't even hit the fly. The Jewish man says one word, circumcision, which is very funny in its own way. I guess you have to have been there on the bicycle to have laughed as I did. Neil, does that make sense? I mean, without the graphics and the... It's very funny. I mean, it's a funny joke. And I happen to love ethnic jokes. Ethnic humor is funny. This is the kind of joke you can tell before a dinner anywhere, unless you're a mean-faced, a mean-spirited liberal who laughs at nothing and simply wants to destroy the country and everyone around them. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Claim your sample today. 1-800-922-8983. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-922-8983. 1-800-922-8983.
Imagine reaching your New Year's weight loss goals without having to give up chocolate. What's better than chocolate? Delicious free chocolate. I'm health editor Danica Collins. For years, you've heard about the health benefits of chocolate. Now, for the first time, the health benefits of this mouth-watering treat have been paired with the Beverly Hills Mega Weight Loss System. And during this national introduction, you're getting the chocolate free. This system combines the science of your body's metabolism with a supplement containing natural ingredients proven in clinical studies to help you lose weight. Plus, we'll help you shape up without even stepping into the gym with a twice-a-week fun and simple 12-minute fitness program. The new you for the new year starts right now. Why would you wait any longer? Did I mention the free chocolate? This is a weight loss system that you'll love, and to prove it, we'll send you our chocolate free. Call in the next 90 minutes, 800-827-FATLOSS. You only have 90 minutes to get your free chocolate, and then it's gone. 800-827-FATLOSS, 800-827-3285.
Hundreds of thousands all over America are using Ovation Cell Therapy to help stop dry, brittle, damaged hair.
Your hair can be thicker, stronger, grow longer, and be healthy again with Ovation Cell Therapy.
Ovation is easy to use and guaranteed safe and effective, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery.
Do you color treat your hair with harsh chemicals and dyes?
Do you style your hair with dryers and curling irons?
Have you damaged your hair from extensions and weaves?
Is your hair breaking off or falling out by the brushfuls due to stress, medications, or surgeries.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help restore the damage caused by these harsh treatments. With Ovation Cell Therapy, your hair can be healthy again.
For thicker, stronger, longer, healthier hair, simply log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. Repair the damage now and have healthier, shinier, more manageable hair. Log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special savings. ovationhair.com.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. Fast forward to 2008, he took a few thousand dollars and in less than 8 months, eight of the worst trading months in stock market history, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD to help take the mystery out of the market, break down the trades and trends you need to know, and show you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular, hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you, too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-309-1118 and claim your free copy. Call 800-309-1118. That's 800-309-1118. Trading carries a high level of risk and may not be suitable for everyone.
This is a public notice for those currently in the market for a refinance. For the first time in recent history, wholesale interest rates are now being made available to the general public. While interest rates have hit all-time lows, the Wall Street Journal reported that home prices in the second quarter rose from the year-ago period for the first time since 2007. These conditions have opened an unprecedented window for homeowners to take advantage of these interest rates, but only for a limited time. Borrowers can now get fixed-rate loans at the incredibly low rate of only 2.875% APR. That's a fixed-rate loan at just 2.875%. To take advantage of these wholesale rate offerings, call 800-951-1200. That's 800-951-1200. And get a fixed-rate loan at a rate of only 2.875% APR. Once again, that's 800-951-1200. 800-951-1200.
Rates subject to change. All offers subject to credit approval based on $417,000 loan amount. IntelliLoan is licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS 3290.
On the next morning show, after we popped our corks with outrage on Thirsty Thursday, we'll cool down with Open Line Friday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and Melanie and Katie, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
So if you'd like to do the news, are you ready to hear that Hagel was linked to an Iranian lobby? Would you like to know that it's that bad? Would you like to tie that into the fact that Homeland Security has just bought another 900 million rounds of hollow point ammunition? Why? I mean, listen, if you want to get paranoid, Obama can really help you in your work. Why would Homeland Security be buying 22 million more rounds of ammunition? Can anyone explain that to me? I mean, big sis Napolitano, why does she need 21.6 million more rounds of ammunition to add to the 1.6 billion bullets it has already obtained over the last 10 months? This is from Paul Joseph Watson on Infowars.com, Alex Jones's website. This is shocking. The bullets are being required for the DHS Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in Artesia, New Mexico. The solicitation by Big Sis asks for 10 million pistol cartridges, 40 caliber, 165 grain jacketed hollow point bullets. And I want to remind you of something. Hollow point ammunition is outlawed by the United Nations. Why would they need 10 million 40 caliber, 10 million 9 millimeter jacketed hollow point bullets? Tell me why. Now, when you couple this with the fact that the DHS has secured over the last 10 months 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition, and now you couple that with Hagel linked to the Iranian lobby. Now you couple that with the man who wants to take over the CIA, who has suspicious relationships as well. Now you couple that with Obama being a very, very strange fellow, to say it in a very polite way. I'll tell you something. It can give you pause for thought, to put it mildly. This is the Savage Nation. I know that this is a shocking story, but it went over the heads of most people. They don't even understand what I just said. Why would the Department of Homeland Security have purchased 1.6 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition over the last 10 months at the same time they're trying to disarm the average American citizen? If you want to put 1 plus 1 and come up with 2, you can come up with it pretty fast. But if your mind is bent and all you do is listen to Comedy Central with that two-faced jerk
who reads jokes written for him by people more stoned than he apparently is, then you have no idea what I am talking about. Delaware, Izzo, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Michael, congratulations on being number one. I have a solution, or the reason why you're number one is because, you know, you tell it like it is. You're not like these blowhards like Wallbanger and what you call the other guy, Clarabelle. And I appreciate it, and I was kind of lost without you on the radio for a little while, but I'm glad you're back. Thank you. Welcome back to Delaware.
Well, wait a minute. I'm on a station in Delaware. That's Joe Biden's hometown, is it not?
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, we have Joe. My wife ran for Congress in Delaware, and we got no help from those guys, you know, that call themselves conservatives. She's a super conservative. But I appreciate you being on the radio.
Hold it. I want to look up Delaware while you're on the air. I want to see which stations I'm on. WDOV, GMD, and WILM. Which station are you listening to?
IQ 106.9.
Oh, you're listening to me out of Philadelphia.
Yes, but you know, it carries over to Delaware. Actually, I'm traveling from Pennsylvania back to Delaware.
That's beautiful. I love that part of the country. Have you been hit with snow yet?
No, actually, I don't think it's going to hit us. You know, we might get about a inch and a half.
Well, I'm glad that you have the wherewithal to listen to radio at 9 o'clock at night, and I will offer you a copy of my new novel, A Time for War. By the way, you want to hear something coincidental, and that's this. This year in the Chinese calendar, the astrological calendar, is known as the Year of the Snake. And according to the Year of the Snake, there is going to be conflict between nations. There's going to be a stock market slide, escalated conflict between Japan and China. And more things are being predicted. According to the study of Feng Shui, or literally wind water, as you know, Feng Shui, or however you call it, where people adjust their lives or renovate houses and offices based on the advice. I never did. It was a fad that hit California 10 years ago. It was the same idiots that told you to go vegetarian and avoid gluten. In fact, speaking of gluten, last night after blasting the gluten story, unless you have celiac disease, I decided to test my theory, and I went home. I cooked the biggest pot of spaghetti I could possibly make. I ate more than I should possibly have eaten. And if gluten is so bad for you, can anyone explain to me why my three dogs dance on their hind feet for a few noodles after I eat? Why do they love gluten? Is there something that they like about it? Are they that stupid? None of them were crippled. None of them went to a poodle allergist. None of them complained about an aching back. They love, in fact, I call them Spaghetti Teddy. I don't care what he's eating. If I eat spaghetti, he dances on his rear feet like a little bear and wants a couple of noodles. That's all. Asian astrologers warn of stormy year of the snake. Possible conflict between Japan and China. As they bid farewell to the year of the dragon, not the year of the dragoon. It's a beautiful gun, the dragoon. The year of the dragon. The Chinese fortune tellers warn that the black water snake that emerges to replace it on February 10th, the first day of the Lunar New Year, could be a venomous one that brings disaster. Now, here's something you better listen to. Previous snake years have been marked by the September 11th, 2001 terror strikes that killed nearly 3,000 people in New York City and in Washington, the crushing of the 1989 Tiananmen pro-democracy protest by the communist Chinese, and listen to this, the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. That's all in snake years. The 1929 stock market plunge that heralded the Great Depression also occurred in a snake year. This is pretty amazing. I mean, many people are not into it. I've lived long enough to tell you that I take it from wherever I can get, you know, advanced wisdom. Anyone who's been around doing these things for a long enough period of time, they're not that stupid, and things tend to repeat themselves.
Savage.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady? lady.
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Talk 560 KSFO. Big delays for drivers in San Leandro this evening. Police have been conducting a search near a major intersection, Llewellyn and Hesperian. There are reports they're checking around a nearby creek for a suspect in a police officer assault. People that work in the area say the search has been underway since about 7:30 this evening. A federal magistrate has ruled against the city of Oakland in its efforts to keep the federal government from seizing a large medical marijuana dispensary. The ruling appears to clear the way for a forfeiture trial against the landlord of Harborside Health Center. Taking a look at the roadways, have a crash northbound 85 at northbound 17s off to the right side. Eastbound 80 at Hilltop have some debris in the left lane, a little slowing behind it. And southbound 880 at 238. Looks like we've got an accident. That one is off to the right shoulder. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading 2-year warranty with free annual re-inspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Securities and advisory services are offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
Hey, Brian Sussman here, and thanks to the politicians in D.C. and Sacramento, you and I have a little bit more money being taken out of our pockets, and therefore we're all concerned about our finances, but what kind of a game plan do you have? What are you doing? One guy who can help us all is Pat Vitucci. He's a Bay Area independent financial advisor. And whatever tax bracket you're in, you can expect more taxes being taken from your paycheck. What's your best move? What about financial planning and retirement planning? As an independent advisor with 15 Bay Area offices, Pat Vitucci can help you. And by the way, Pat and I have done several seminars together over the years. He is a brilliant financial planner. Call him anytime for a complimentary consultation. 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305 or don'tinvestandforget.com.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
At Advance Auto Parts, we believe the internet's not just for sharing pictures of your food in sepia tone. At AdvanceAutoParts.com, it's for finding the right part and getting it delivered straight to your door fast. And when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is completely free. Great deals on parts from the comfort of your couch. Post that to your Twipper list, friend page. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
On the next morning show, after we popped our corks with outrage on Thirsty Thursday, we'll cool down with Open Line Friday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and Melanie, and Katie, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
He's a former Muslim. IQ Al-Razouli has an extensive knowledge of Islam based on his 30-plus years in his study of the Quran, the Hebrew Bible, and the New Testament.
With classical Arabic as his mother tongue, he's able to expound on an Islam that is hidden to most of us. IQ Al-Razouli, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Thank you for having me.
Are you a member of any groups formally or currently we should know about?
Not at all. That's why I never joined any organization, so that nobody can associate me with anything. I don't belong to a temple. I don't belong to an association or organization or political party.
What does Islam try to hide from the West that we don't already know?
The knowledge of Islam, the knowledge of the Quran. The four horsemen of the apocalypse of Muhammad and Islam are called knowledge, 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 and knowledge. So what they want to hide, you see, for 1400 years, people did not know much about the Quran. They did not study the Quran, did not read much of the Quran. But with modern technology, you can access the Quran instantly in any language on the planet. What they want to hide is actually the reading of the Quran and the meaning of the Quran. So when somebody like Robert Spencer in America, who's not an Arabic speaker, although he's very, very, very knowledgeable about the Quran and Hadith, they accuse him of being Islamophobic or anti-Islam, and that he doesn't know what he's talking about, which is not true. He knows exactly what he's talking about. He knows exactly what the agenda of Islam is, which is to subvert Western civilization and destroy it, in a nutshell. Calling Islam peaceful or a religion ranks as one of the most egregious lies that has ever been insinuated into the human consciousness. And this is not racism. This is fact. To call me a person as against Islam, that's not true. Why? I reveal everything about Islam from the Islamic sources themselves. So how can I be against Islam? The only time I would be against Islam, if I perverted the scripture of Islam, insulted them with it, and denigrated it. But it's not true.
Chuck Hagel says jihad is a moral struggle. Do you agree with that definition? Many people think it means war.
Chuck Hagel doesn't speak English, let alone speaking Arabic. Jihad means struggle. Nowhere in 22 to 23,000 verses in the Quran and Hadith is the word jihad associated with a spiritual struggle. It is always associated with total war to subjugate all of humanity to Islam. So he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's not the only one, by the way. Millions upon millions in the West who have never read the Quran, let alone studied it, let alone understand Arabic, speak about jihad as spiritual. Find the word jihad anywhere in the Quran, anywhere in the Hadith, demonstrating it as a struggle, which is a spiritual struggle to commune with God. It doesn't exist.
How are Christians and Jews aiding in their own destruction at the hands of Islam, in your opinion?
This is the remarkable thing that I've always asked for 30 years. Yes, it's not ignorance. It's total stupidity. I associate ignorance with somebody who can't read and write or somebody doesn't have access to information. But they have access to information. They watch television 24 hours a day. And since 2001, September 11, what do they see? Death and destruction by Islam. 99% of all acts of terror around the world are committed by Muslims, by the followers of Muhammad. Not only against Christians, Jews, Hindus, and Buddhists. No. They slaughter each other, the Sunnis and Shia. They slaughter each other with the same abandon as they slaughter Jews, Christians, and Buddhists. So where is the peaceful part?
You have a video series entitled The Idiot's Guide to Islam. What will my listeners learn from watching these?
I have addressed literally every single facet of Islam in the series. By the way, it doesn't take much to listen. It's about 13 minutes each, you know, an average of 13 minutes. But if you want to know about Muhammad the Coward, it's there. About jihad, it's there. About who is a Muslim according to the Arabic language, it's there. Is Allah the same as the God of Jesus, Moses, and Abraham? The answer is no. Allah is most definitely not the same as Jesus, the God of Jesus, Moses, and Abraham. Can I prove my points? In less than 60 seconds, I can use Muhammad's Quran and Muhammad's Sunnah to self-destruct. In less than 60 seconds. People say I'm bragging. I'm boasting. Okay. If I'm boasting, I'm a hot air balloon. Pinprick it. bring it down, crashing to earth. Disprove me. Cannot be done. It sounds arrogant when I say these things, but it isn't arrogance. It is a fact.
Do the leaders of Islam use their religion against their own followers?
You're absolutely right. It is against their own followers. Al-Qardawi, the head of the Muslim Brotherhood, he's currently alive. He has a video. It's on YouTube. And in the video, in the Arabic language, translated to English, translated to every other language, he says publicly that had it not been that in the Quran, demanding that anybody who leaves Islam to be slaughtered, Islam would not exist. He says it. I mean, he is the greatest authority on Islam in the world today, from the Arabic point of view. And he says in public, in Arabic, in an interview, that had it not been that any Muslim who apostatizes would be slaughtered, Islam would not exist today. So what he's admitting to is that Islam exists only through terror, only through submission, only through subjugation, not because there is love. By the way, the word love does not exist anywhere in the Quran. Can you believe that? The difficulty for Christians and Jews and Western mind is they cannot accept, from their point of view, that a religion called Islam is so vile. Well, it is vile. Not because I say so. It is because it is so. I use their own scripture. Arabic is my mother tongue. I come from Iraq. Look what they're doing to the Christians of my country. In 2003, there were 1.25 million Christians. By the way, these Christians are indigenous people to Iraq. They are the oldest Christian community in existence. Today, as we speak, there are less than 200,000. The most persecuted people on the planet today, in the 21st century, are not Jews, Christians. How is that possible? And yet, Obama is quiet, silent. Hillary Clinton is silent. Congress is silent. The bishops are silent. All the churches in the West are silent. The Catholic Church is silent. The Vatican is silent. Now, I want to ask the question, how is that possible? I can't answer it. I really can't answer it. I've tried my best to answer it. I cannot answer it.
Well, what about Friends of Israel? Should we be worried that the current government of Egypt, run by the Muslim Brotherhood, and Iran, run by the Hitler of Iran, are getting friendlier while we send them planes and tanks?
Over 2 years ago, when the so-called Arab Spring started, I said that the Muslim Brotherhood would take every single country. And that is exactly what I predicted it, and it's exactly what it is. By the way, it's on the Internet. It's not as if I'm bragging. I also said that they will all gang up against Israel. Why? Because it's the simplest, she's the smallest entity in the world. Israel is only 8,000 square miles, surrounded by 4.5 million square miles of Muslims, with over 1,000 million people. They will gang up against her. When they do so, and when a war starts, a proper war, Israel will go nuclear within hours. It is impossible for Israel to survive a conventional war. It is impossible. This is not a black and white scenario. This is a factual scenario. Only recently, the number of rockets that came from Gaza, a miserable little state, it doesn't even, calling it a state is an insult. The Israelis used the Iron Dome. Well, they were able to shoot 78%. But when you have 10,000, 20,000 to 30,000 rockets aimed at your territory, there is no nation on earth that can defend itself in that condition, even the United States. And I once made an extrapolation. Using the same number of people in the United States or the area of the United States, it is as if the United States is being attacked by Canada and Mexico with 22.5 million rockets. You tell me, how can you defend yourself? Cannot be done.
You have made claims that our government has been infiltrated by our enemies. I agree with you, but can you name names?
Very simple. The minute any man or woman admit that they are Muslims, and you have Muslims, in fact, the news media said they are devout Muslims who were put by Obama in your national security, in homeland security. It's like having the fox guarding the hens. The minute a person says he's a Muslim, He cannot ever be loyal to the American Constitution, nor can he or she be loyal to the American people. Why? Simple. If he is a devout Muslim, he must only abide by Sharia. Sharia accepts only the law of Allah. The American Constitution is man-made. It's null and void. Don't take my word for it. All you have to do is Google these things. Don't take my word for it.
Well, would you qualify most American Muslims as devout?
Yes. The minute he says or she says she is a Muslim, she is automatically devout. She can't be anything else. She can't be. And the Quran prohibits them from abiding by any law which is not from Allah, nor to associate with any entity, another human grouping, who are not Muslim. Okay. May I read to you one single verse? Do you mind? Al-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 29. It says, fight, قاتلوا, those who believe not in Allah nor the last day, nor hold that forbidden which has been forbidden by Allah and his apostle Muhammad, nor acknowledge the religion of truth, Islam, even if they are of the people of the book, Christians and Jews, until they pay the jizya. The jizya is an onerous tax for not being a Muslim. And they have to pay it with willing submission and feel themselves humiliated. There's nothing ambiguous about this one, by the way.
Well, what can we do to stem this tide of Sharia law?
Very simple. If we had the correct news media, who are not politically correct and subservient to Islam, reveal verses from the Quran, read the Quran in public. Don't burn the Quran. Don't hide the Quran. On the contrary, bring a person like me. I'm willing to sacrifice my life for this. I've been doing it for the last 30 years. They want me dead. Every verse, every email I receive from them is to kill me. Reveal the Quran for what it is. It self-destructs. There are 1,500 million Muslims. Millions of them will convert to Christianity. They have no choice. They cannot go to Buddhism. They cannot go to Hinduism because they're not monotheistic. And Jesus is one of the prime prophets in Islam. 99% of Muslims who convert today and yesterday and tomorrow, they convert to Islam, to Christianity.
Where can my listeners turn to learn more?
Go to my website. Very simple. I'm not asking you to contribute money. Google my name, Al-Rasooli, A-L-R-A-S-S-O-O-L-I. You want to buy my book? Fine. You don't want to buy my book? Also fine. All the chapters, the audio videos are there. All my, in the name of Allah, 780 chapters that address every facet of Muhammad.
IQ Al-Rasooli, you've given my listeners a lot to think about, and thank you for being with us on The Savage Nation.
God bless you, sir. Goodbye.
1-855-400-7282 to take your calls right here on The Savage Nation. By the way, go to bookstores and check out A Time for War, and pray it is not a time for war. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable. For less than a dollar a day, a healthy 40-year-old can get a $500,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-229-5700 for your free quote. Call 1-800-229-5700. That's 1-800-229-5700. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia except for Wyoming and New York. Hybrid life and optional riders are not available in all states. A 2-year suicide exclusion and contestability period apply, 1 year in some states. All applications are subject to underwriting approval.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Can you imagine your dream yard? What would it look like? How would it feel? How would you use it? Would you spend more time outdoors on your beautiful stone patio or outdoor living room, complete with built-in barbecue island or pizza oven, a warm fireplace or fire pit, seat walls, a pergola? Would there be the tranquil sound of water, year-round green turf? Hi, this is Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers. However you dream your outdoor living space, System Pavers can make it happen and make it easy. For all listeners who call right now at 877-PAVE-002, we'll design your dream outdoor makeover for free, and your project can be installed all at one time or seamlessly phased, suitable for future add-ons and affordability. And with your good credit, you'll pay no interest for 18 months. So don't wait. Love your home all over again. Just call System Pavers right now. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
We're kicking off a year of fortune at Cache Creek Casino Resort. From January 14th through February 18th, we're bringing in Chinese New Year with fortune for everybody. Every day, win $888 in bonus play. Every hour from 2 p.m. till 10 p.m. Plus, every Saturday and Sunday, we're having cash drawings for $1,000 at 3 p.m., 5, 7, 9, and 11 p.m. Then, Fortunes Rise Chinese New Year weekend, February 16th, 17th, and 18th, when each cash drawing winner receives $2,500 in cash. The Year of Fortune, only at Cache Creek. Play the best close to home. Complete details at cachecreek.com.
On the next morning show, after we popped our corks with outrage on Thirsty Thursday, we'll cool down with Open Line Friday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and Melanie and Katie, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
So on the top of my website, I ask, will a year of the snake bring China and the United States into conflict, maybe into war? As I said, I hope not. But in a time for war, I say that China is already at war with us because it's a work of fiction. And as you well know, fiction is based upon possibilities, not upon realities. 1-855-400-7282. What an opening. Number one in New York City on WABC Men 35+. I beat CBS. I beat every station in the city. I beat WINS. I beat my old station, that sad old station that I enjoyed for so many years. I have a 10 share. They had a 1 share. Anyway, here we are. The big story to me is that Hagel is linked to the Iranian lobby, according to the WorldNet Daily. After all, he's already been endorsed by the Rogue Nation for the administrative post. We heard that. Hagel, our defense secretary, would be, was asked, why is it that the Iranian foreign minister has endorsed you to be the head of our Defense Department? Do you know that Hagel is associated with people attached to the Iranian lobby in America? Hagel sits on the board of the left-wing foundation Plowshares Fund, which has, according to Sarah Stern, the founder and president of the Endowment for Middle East Truth, given more than $2 million in grants to organizations that support lifting sanctions on Iran and weakening the Israeli-American alliance. And the most important of these is the National Iranian-American Council, which received over $600,000 in grants in the last few years. The Plowshares Fund also financially supports other radical left-wing anti-American groups such as Media Matters for America, a George Soros, a fascist group, in my opinion, National Public Radio, which is nothing but Izvestia or Pravda, and others, all because they are conducting pro-Iranian anti-war activities. This is a man unqualified, because of these connections, to be our next defense secretary. This is absolutely terrifying. It's from World Net Daily. You have to read the story yourself. Let's go to the callers. WABC, where the ratings came out, and I'm king. John on WABC, welcome to the program.
I was in the laundromat today, and I was reading one of your books, Trickle Down Tyranny, like I always do when I'm doing my wash. And some lady walks past me, and she goes, Michael Savage, how could you read such trash? So I looked at her and I said, lady, I'm not forcing you to read it. You don't have to read it. Well, she goes, I don't care that you read it. I just don't want to hear it. So I stood up in the middle of the laundromat, and I started reading your book out loud. I read like three pages. And she called the police and tried to have me arrested for disturbing the peace.
Well, that's America. That's right. Peace and love. That's peace and love from the left. Now, if you had read the Communist Manifesto or Barry Sawito's life story written for him by Bill Ayers out loud, there would have been a flash mob throwing flowers at you. Hey, that's great. We should have a read-in because Trickle-Down Tyranny is coming out in paperback in a few weeks. I think in order to spite that person and the other Nazi fascist bums from you-know-where in this country, I'm going to organize a read-in. We're all going to get our copies out and read them at the same time across America and flash our lights on the highway. How's that? I want to remind you of something. Obama lost our most advanced drone to Iran before he was reelected. Or somebody gave Iran our most advanced drone before Obama was reelected. And that sad sack, Romney, did not even bring it up because Romney was a fall guy. That's why he's disappeared from the public sphere. He was set up to fail, set up to fall. He could have said to America, look, this man is not qualified to be elected again. Let me show you what he did while he was in office. Our most advanced drone was either sent on purpose or shot down, landed without a scratch with all of our latest technology by the Iranians, and yet nobody has been investigated. And I want to remind you of something else. Under the great Obama, the commander-in-chief, 22 Navy SEALs were killed in a helicopter incident that has never been investigated. Oh, we're investigating Benghazi. I'm glad to hear it. How about investigating why those 22 Navy SEALs were put on that old Chinook helicopter and sent to die in Afghanistan? It was swept under the rug. Who put them on the helicopter? More Navy SEALs died in that one crash than in the whole history of that particular element of our service. There should be a hearing immediately on that. Who ordered them in that Chinook? That person should be sent to prison. Whoever it is in the Defense Department, or in the State Department, or in the White House to put those SEALs in that helicopter should be sent to prison for life. But it's never going to happen. We don't even have a chance of that ever happening. So here we are. Here we are. Here we are. And I said I'd have a good time tonight. Why has Janet Napolitano needed 1.6 billion hollow point bullets in the last 10 months? Hollow point bullets are outlawed by the United Nations. They're not used for target practice. Why is she buying them in such great numbers? There's only a few things you can figure out if you put two and two together here, and it all adds up to something terrible coming in this country, especially with the year of the snake. I think the snake has already arrived.